Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. More than 100 teenagers as young as 13 involved in sex trafficking and exploitation were rescued this weekend in raids across the country. More from ABC's Vic Ratner.
Federal authorities say they've taken more than 100 young people off the streets, mostly young girls, lured or forced into prostitution. They've arrested pimps and sex traffickers in a three-day sweep in 16 cities across the country. Booker, they say, was 13 years old.
Well, I think that's a bit by the
moment.
And it can't be too natural.
In this conference, as he returns from his first foreign trip, would have done their sexual orientation.
What am I?
Marianne studied her key Catholic group, Dignity USA.
Church management looks to the Pope for some indication about where these conversations should go. And
well, the government seems to be
the more willingness to open their doors to meetings, to statements on LGBT people in the same way he has, you know, shifted the focus on the poor.
How is going to happen in the past?
As women, after a diplomatic stalemate for 5 years, Israeli and Palestinian negotiators sit down together tonight in Washington. Then, Israelis and Palestinians have talked to
the world's so rough.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Today is the 29th of July. I can't believe the day, the week, the month is just gone, blown by so fast. I don't know what to do with this. This is bad. But it is 9 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock, and I got people in the studio. They left me abandoned last week. They just left me hanging. I was home alone. Absolutely. Jeff left me hanging like a bad, bad, bad dream.
I called in. Be quiet.
Your mic's not on.
Bad suit.
Like a bad suit?
Like a bad suit. Left you hanging like a bad suit.
It was bad. He left me hanging. Somebody called in. Calling in, that don't count. What are you talking about? I don't know.
And not only that, I didn't stay on.
He's old man. Well, listen, in studio, I've got a guest, and his name is AJ. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And AJ's going to sit in with us, and he is going to where do you go to school?
I go to a very small school in northeastern Ohio. It's called Bloomfield High School. Very
Bloomfield.
Small. Bloomfield.
Know
it well.
You know it well?
Where is a Bloomfield?
Wow. What's that?
Where is a Bloomfield?
It's, I don't know, it's probably about 40 minutes from here.
45
minutes from here.
Just past 88.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say this again. I don't know where 88 is, so let's try this again. So what are you next to?
What's that?
What city? Is it called Bloomfield?
Yeah, it's called Bloomfield. It's a town. It's just a very, very tiny town. We're in our school is actually in only with two like towns, Bloomfield and Mespo.
Right.
And
what county?
Trumbull County.
So let me check this out. Let me get this straight. You're in Bloomfield.
Yeah.
In Mespo.
Yeah.
In Trumbull County.
Yeah.
How many students are in your class?
You won't believe. My class is actually the biggest class. And we have 22 kids.
Woo!
22.
That sounds like Sebring.
Yeah, we are actually, I'm pretty sure we are the third smallest school in the whole state. We're the third. So there's still two other schools that are smaller than us.
So how are you guys academically?
We are excellent with distinction. I never stop bragging about how well we do academically.
Because I have to ask that, because when you only have 22 in the class,
right.
You better be doing good.
You get the one-on-one.
Is that whole school district?
Yeah. Well, like, what do you mean?
Is that the whole school district?
No, it's graduating class.
Graduating class is 22.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole school. How many are in the whole school district?
The whole school district. Like, how many kids in the entire school?
From K to 12.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't tell you. But I could tell you from 6 to 12, because we have preschool to 5th grade is preschool to 5th grade is in one building. And then 6th through 12th is in another. And 6th through 12th, I would say there's about 156 kids in that building.
Listen, anybody that wants to go and move to a place where you don't have to worry about classroom size, it's called Bloomfield.
Bloomfield, right. I tell you what, I love it. I love it there. There's nowhere else I'd want to go to school.
Beautiful country.
It's beautiful.
Actually, there's a lot of school districts like that scattered around the state.
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
You really bring Malvern?
Can I ask you a question? Maybe you may not know this. Do you guys have a superintendent of schools?
Yeah, we have a superintendent.
How much do they make?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you how much our superintendent makes. I couldn't tell you how much our teacher makes.
They pay them in livestock.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now,
I worked my hands for 12 years.
That's not the first time I've heard that joke,
though. The reason why I asked you that is, you know, I'm a conservative.
Right.
And we talk about how many school districts we have throughout the state of Ohio. And when you have a whole school district that has less than 1,200 students.
Yeah.
And then you have other school districts that have, you know.
1,200 in one class.
Right. And then you pay your superintendent the same amount as you pay.
Uh-huh.
Laterally.
Right.
Then I have issues. And people don't want to talk about that. But we do have school districts where the superintendent is making $88,000, $110,000 a year.
Right.
And they only have less than 1,200 students. And I just don't see the fiscally responsibility of that, even though I see the great credit of having small class sizes.
Right. We've had a lot of teachers, good teachers, Bloomfield. We've had, you know, and the problem is because we're so small, it's hard to pay them enough. It's hard to pay them a lot. So we lose a lot of great teachers sometimes, but, you know, when they come, they love it there. And they wish they could save, but sometimes they find more money somewhere else.
And that's what I mean. I mean, sometimes, I mean, less is great, but not less is not more.
Hey, right. You need to make a living.
So you want to get in the broadcast?
That's correct.
What?
Well, I was telling you.
He called me out the blue, said, hey, somebody gave me your name.
Yeah.
And I said, well, he said, I just want to shadow you for the day. I'm like, well, listen, come in there, get here about 12 o'clock. I said, you're going to talk, so you might as well just, no one comes in the studio without talking.
Right.
And so he's here.
Right. I love radio so much. I've been listening to talk radio since I was about 13 or 14. I'm a teenager now, and there's not a lot of kids out there that are like me, that I always say. There's not a lot of kids that, you know, like talk radio or even know what's going on in current events these days. And that's what I feel like is so special, is that I'm up on what's going on.
Because when you called, I thought you were in college.
Oh, no, I'm not in college. I'm still in high school.
Dude, you got to go.
That's what I thought about. I was like, maybe I should have told her I was in high school. I don't know.
I didn't ask. You didn't tell. I was assuming that you went to Youngstown State.
But I do want to go to Youngstown State.
Well, that's good.
I want to get a degree in communications, and I really want to be doing what you're doing.
You want to do what I do for a living?
I want to be a conservative talk show host.
I like that.
And I'm really up to doing anything, but this is the top. This is where I want to be.
I like that.
You gave it away.
What's that?
Shouldn't have said conservative.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad word.
We live in Democratville, USA. There's more Democrats here per capita than any place else in the country.
That's true. I didn't know that, yeah.
Welcome to the People's Republic of Mahoning County.
Do you know what? Does anybody hear from Ben?
Mm-mm.
Is Ben missing in action? Because I usually hear from Ben. Oh, never mind, I'm in the studio now? Okay, that was you.
Yeah, that was me.
That was you.
That was earlier. I said I was going to wait outside.
From Ben by now.
I said I was going to wait outside, and I'm like, you know what? Never mind. I'm in the studio.
You should call him on air.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Because he usually texts or sends out smoke signals and says, I'm alive or I'm not coming or something.
Mm.
But this is kind of weird. Hey, what happened this weekend?
For me?
What would you do this weekend?
Oh, I'm involved in summer stock at Kent Trumbull.
Okay.
And I was in the musical Grease, and that was a wonderful musical.
You're the one that loves.
Okay.
So what character do you play?
I was actually just in the chorus. I was one of the students, and the big thing about it is I'm competing against adults. And then when it comes to lead roles, you're competing against kids that are older than you. But I have no problem with that. I love, you know, being involved in community theater, and I've been the lead role a few times at our school musical. You know, that's not a big accomplishment, especially how big we are, you know. But it's I love it. It's, you know, expressing yourself on stage is awesome.
Yes, it is.
How did you get into that? When did that happen?
My mom, actually, when she went back to college, her and my two other siblings were in The King and I. This was 3 or 4 years ago. And I thought it was cool. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. And my mom said, well, you can do it, too, if you want, next summer. You know, come and do summer stock. So the next summer I did Oliver, the musical. And that was a wonderful musical. And from then on, I was just I've been in Seussical. I've been in Beauty and the Beast. I've been in Oklahoma twice.
Oh,
Oklahoma.
Yeah. I was currently in Oklahoma at our school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very familiar with all of those.
So tell me. Talk radio? Now, listen, I don't want you to get in school and change your mind.
Your call
I don't
want to
be investing my time
automatic
here
voice message
and
system.
You telling
three,
me that you
three,
want to be a company
zero, five,
like
zero,
me,
six,
and
three,
then
zero,
get in that,
four,
you know, that
seven,
Youngstown State University
at
atmosphere,
at
and you come back and you become
please
a liberal.
Record
no,
your
no,
message.
I,
because if you do that, I'm going to hunt you down.
No,
you may hang
it's
up
fine.
Or press
I've
one for more options.
By people that are also liberals that, oh, you're still young, your opinions will change and whatnot, but I fully believe what I'm taught and what I hear, and I have my own opinion, and I mean I have formed that, and I plan on going to college as a conservative. I plan on coming out as a conservative, and I want to be a conservative.
He's 15 years ahead of his peer group. Winston Churchill said,
"No,
when you're 20, if you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart, and when you're 30, if you're not a conservative, you don't have a brain."
Well, we'll get you when you go to YSU, we'll make sure you have a welcoming committee of young Republicans.
That's absolutely wonderful.
And I got to tell you applaud your parents. Hold on. Let's do this for real because
my parents are listening.
That's good. Applaud the parents for raising your child up to be conservative. Yay.
Hey,
every now
wonderful.
And then I'll make it.
Yeah. She on the way here my mom goes She goes, you know, be nice, be kind. She goes, talk about how wonderful your parents are. And I was like, all right, I got you, Mom.
You did good. Sticks, how was your weekend? I hear you had a bridal shower.
Yeah, my daughter
did
was
did they let you go?
No.
Oh, you couldn't go?
Men aren't invited to bridal showers in the Burke family.
Well, you know, I think that's a good thing. For some reason, they got this newfangled co-ed, everybody show up at the bridal shower. They do. You guys haven't seen, I mean, where you have the co-ed showers now and the co-ed bar.
The baby showers are co-ed now, I've heard, from what I hear.
Well, my wife's family did that when we got married. Everybody came. It was like a family reunion kind of thing.
Did I see your wife in a toilet paper dress?
Yes, you did. That was one of the games that they played.
They did very good.
Mm-hmm.
They built a very nice dress. I was impressed with it. Mm-hmm. It was very aesthetic. I was impressed with it. I mean, they... Because I looked on Facebook and I saw your wife wrapped in toilet paper. It's the truth.
Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah.
Was it not?
Yes. It's absolutely true.
And Jeff, did you wrap yourself up in toilet paper at Jazz in the Park?
Please.
Who played this part? Who played this today? Oh, I didn't know that. You didn't say that.
I didn't get a chance.
Well, whose fault is that?
Yours.
Not mine.
You didn't come.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
I was working, Jeff.
I was working, too. We had a good Jazz in the Park.
I was working.
Players Express with some members of the Dave Thomas Orchestra out of Cleveland.
I didn't know Dave Thomas was in town, too.
I bring him in.
I didn't know that.
Bring Dave in.
Dave's a good boy.
He's a beast piano player.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. I wasn't talking about his personality.
Oh,
I'm talking about him, period.
Well,
he's a bad boy.
We had a lot of fun yesterday.
And the weather seems like it held up for you yesterday because it was raining that morning.
It doesn't rain
it
on Jazz in the Park.
Oh, okay. Just checking. So what else is new? What else? I worked all weekend, so I don't know anything else except that. Duh.
Ryan Newman won the won the Indian Out the
Brickyard
400 yesterday.
What is a Brickyard?
Indianapolis Motor Speedway, they call it the Brickyard.
In Indianapolis.
That's a
I'm a racing.
That's a rural thing, ain't it?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Fits with me and
hey,
fits with him.
You know, you've been complaining about professional sports won't let African Americans own franchises.
Yeah.
You know who Brad Daugherty is?
No.
I don't even know who that is.
He played for the Cavaliers.
Really?
He owned a NASCAR team.
Huh.
No.
He's a commentator for ESPN for NASCAR.
Is he married?
I'm not sure.
Joe Gibbs is another one who's owns a big racing team and he was a coach. Coached in the MLB.
Yep.
Is he married?
I don't know. He probably
is.
Are you out on the prowl?
Yes. This is Cougarville.
Cougarville.
one of the biggest up and comers right now is a young man by the name of Darrell Wallace Jr. who happens to be an African American young man.
Is he married?
Probably not. He's 19 years old.
So what?
Oh.
So That's NASCAR. The Brickyard is NASCAR thing?
Yeah. I'm actually going to the Michigan race here in a couple weeks. Me and my dad and my brother are going to the Michigan race.
You've got a pretty good voice for this, too.
You think so?
You do.
Thanks.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
You're not nervous either, notice. It's over.
You haven't shaken his hand yet.
You're doing good.
You're doing great. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. As you know, on Mondays, it is open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. In studio is Jeff Sticks and AJ. I didn't introduce those people. I'm Tracy. And we're here just to have a conversation about everything and anything because it's open mic, and so we'll just go anywhere. And if you want to call locally, you can. The number is 330-781-9600. Hey, I got a problem.
What's the matter?
They're telling me that the lunches inside the schools with a healthy diet are not, the kids are not eating them.
Well, of course they're not eating them.
District's losing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You can't force a kid to eat vegetables.
No.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
They'll go without.
You throw it away. But, of course, you get that scolding from the lunch lady. I get that. Because when you don't eat your vegetables and then you dump the tray and she kind of looks at you and is like,
All you have to do is just make them do like they did me. Sit there until you eat them. And I sat there until it turned green. But I'm serious.
I have a natural aversion to raw tomatoes. And when I was a small child, my mother forced me to eat raw tomatoes. And I told her if she made me eat them that I would throw them up. They ended up all over the table.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, do you eat vegetables?
I like raw vegetables more than I like cooked vegetables. I don't know. It's just something about cooked vegetables that it's just like, what is this? It's just not my kind of thing. I love peppers. And I love peaches. And I love apples. And
that's not vegetables. That's a fruit.
What? A pepper?
Yeah, pepper's a fruit.
Pepper's a vegetable, isn't it?
Tomatoes are citrus fruit. I'm not sure peppers.
Hey.
Yeah, that's a vegetable. That is definitely a vegetable with a pepper.
Pepper's a fruit.
I don't know about that, Tracy.
Well, you know why they want to name it fruit, because it has seeds.
Okay. Why is it that we have controversy
yeah,
like
but
that? Is it really worth it?
No.
No.
That's not the point. It makes for good talk radio.
And the media, of course. And, of course, it gives us a story. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right. That's all you want to do.
It gives us a story.
And Columbiana County Fair starts today at 3?
That's right. Yep.
And am I supposed to call them?
No, tomorrow.
They're coming in tomorrow. They're going to call
in
tomorrow.
No, they're going to call in tomorrow.
Okay, good.
They're going to call in tomorrow.
Good.
1:30.
Good.
Per your instructions.
Good.
And she's giving me this look like,
what have I done? You know, it sounds good. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, listen, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to just open up the conversation, the discussion. I got to talk about kids. I got to talk about – I was watching the news, and they were talking about how children aren't being fed at home because they don't have the money to eat. And I got to go back to some conservative values. If you get a food card, if you eat oatmeal all day long, it may not be what you want to eat, but it will fill you up. And I've got issues with this thing. Because they keep on telling me that people can't eat, but I keep on seeing people spend money.
But
I'm confused.
Well, I've got a story about that.
Hold on. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love. If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point? You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with...
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. A candlelight vigil was held last night for a Boardman High School grad killed in a shooting in Youngstown. 19-year-old Daniel Watkins was shot and killed Thursday outside of a house on Loveland Road. A couple hundred people showed up to the vigil. One of his friends spoke, saying that anyone who knew Danny knows he was the kindest soul you could ever meet. Calling hours for Watkins will be today from 4 to 7 at the Davis Becker Funeral Home. A man is taken to the hospital after a shooting Saturday night in Youngstown. Police found a 39-year-old man shot lying face down on East High Avenue. Police say a fight led to the shooting. A man driving a Jeep was taken in for questioning, but no one has been arrested yet. And Trumbull County might need a new place to store county records. The county commissioner says they've been looking for a building to house deeds, tax records, and more for years, but haven't found one for a reasonable price. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the Auto Lot jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the virtual auto showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the Auto Lot jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow. Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much.
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600-WSOM.
Summer ever in the history of music.
That's a good song.
Stolen from Marvin Gaye.
I love that.
Well, no one's stolen. Somebody getting paid.
Well, he ain't getting paid for this.
Why not?
Because he didn't use. They didn't use the enough of the song. You have to have so many words. I mean, so many bars of music.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah. Okay,
now he was. So it's like talk radio. As long as I don't play the X amount, I don't have to pay for the royalty?
Right.
Wow. It's true.
I think it's 10 bars, 7.
And
what is
it? Is it 7.5?
No, it's a half. It's a set amount of bars.
Right. And they did 7.5 and not 10.
Marvin Gaye has got to get it up.
Got to get it on.
Got to get it up.
Got to get it up?
Yeah.
Got to give it up.
Give it up.
Give it up. Give it up, not get it up.
I thought you got to get it up. Give it up.
No, got to give it up.
All right, whatever. Man, I'm up to that new sequel. next time.
I just had to play it. I mean, everybody's talking about
song.
It.
It's a good song.
I mean, it has crossed all lines. Pop,
yes,
it's R&B, hip-hop, this crap, you know, the whole genre of music.
Yeah.
I ain't heard it on
K-105. Yeah, not K-105.
Hold on.
Definitely not country. Country.
Hold on. Hey, Doug! We got a song for you to play.
Doug!
Hey, we got a song for you to play. This has crossed all lines. Why is it not on K105?
Yes, that's the song.
It's the song you should play.
Check it out. Just tell them it's Cowboy Troy and they'll like it.
Can you?
Yes! You gotta hear us do that, Doug.
I think
that is. No, my guy. No, my group.
He sings.
We do that.
He sings for a living. I don't pay here.
Can you imagine how confused his viewers would be? Like
actually,
what is this?
Actually, you could take this and slow and remaster it a little bit and put a little twang in it.
Yeah.
And it would go country.
Well, think about when, you know.
Hey, South Carolina, your mic is on. But
Florida Georgia Line, when their song came out, Cruise, and then they made a remix with Nelly.
Yeah.
Okay, my dad is big on about the whole country and pop, how it's mixing these days, because my dad's a big Johnny Cash fan. And,
okay.
And so. Yeah.
Going around a bit.
Right. So he goes, Aaron, I heard Cruise on Hot 101 the other day. I'm like, Dad, that's the remix. He goes, See, I proved it. You can make country music. He goes, you can mix pop and country. And
actually, there's only two people that are in both Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who?
Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley.
My dad loves
Johnny
Cash.
I'll tell you this. Look at Whitney Houston when she did Dolly Parton's
mm-hmm. I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always, yeah, look at that. That was a country song that went over. I mean, that went huge.
Yeah, it did.
Hey, Alabama, your mic is on. South Carolina, your mic's on, huh?
You guys are forgetting the originator, though. The original person.
Who's the originator?
Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie, sail on down the line.
See, that is true. That was a little country. He just didn't get credit for country.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Did he even?
Oh, yeah, that was released country.
Wow.
Yeah, Sail On was released country. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that's why he made a ton of money on
that. That was country.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You don't even know what that is, do you?
What?
Sail On.
No.
Oh, man, see?
Just kind of nodded my head, you know?
No.
Like, okay, sure.
Hey, we got a young buck in here, and he don't have a clue what's going on. So actually, he's a young buck, too.
I'm up on pop culture. You know, new country, new pop. Nothing that old.
Nothing that old?
No. I mean, I'll listen to old stuff, but
Did you hear that, South Carolina? Did you hear that,
yeah,
guy?
I heard
nothing
that.
Wait,
ho. First of all, before he offends me, he better tell what is old, what he's classifying as old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into full detail what I can say.
I'm still a young kid,
you know?
No, you're still a young man. Don't count. You said, I don't get up on old music. So you just put everybody in this room.
You don't look a day over 25.
Okay, you're doing pretty
what?
Good. He's coming back.
He's coming back around here. You listen to Y103?
My dad does. My dad likes old country and rock. My dad, and he listens to Y103, and he also listens to The Wolf. And my mom listens to everything I listen to.
So wait a minute, no. But my question was.
Okay.
They'll be calling out names in here because if they're not a part of the family, we don't call them out.
Yeah, if they're not in this building.
If they're not in this building,
can't talk
about them. We can talk about Kay. Because I can't beat Kay on any day of the week.
Okay.
Because that's my.
Well, you ain't got that kind of signal strength either. I mean, they're talking to California over there.
But my dad does listen to Y103, yeah. And my mom listens to anything I listen to.
Okay. So I want to know what old is. I want to go back to
goodness.
That.
Oh, goodness. I'm trying to get away from this, Tracy.
I know, and you did pretty good. You did pretty good trying to. And no, you can't. Do it that way.
Old is what I old music, old country is what I considered like Johnny Cash when he first came out. That's old. Okay.
Old is Johnny Cash.
Right, and there's many different definitions of old. I'm talking about old like in the good way of old. Like that's old country. What is this?
Old people music?
I think they played this at my prom, probably.
Okay, I know this song.
half a mile or two.
Okay, sing it.
I'm not singing it. I know it.
I want you to sing it.
Like, I recognize the song. I don't know by heart there, Tracy.
You called us all old.
Oh.
You know? Oh. Hey, Alabama, what's going on? Are you one of these old cats, too?
I went to Tuskegee, so I know.
Yeah, you know about Ceylon. All right, just joking.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go back to my conversation. I started before we went to break, and I've done some singing now. We've got the Robin Thicke. Da-da-da. Okay.
Blurred Lines.
And that's what it's called?
Blurred Lines.
Okay, Blurred
Lines. That's what we're listening to.
Da-da-da-da. Okay.
Yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
And
it's called Blurred Lines. Right?
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines. I didn't know it was called that. I thought it was called I Know You Want It. I looked that up on YouTube. I looked that up on YouTube. I said, I Know You Want It, and it came up Blurred Lines. And I was like, all right, I guess it's called Blurred Lines.
I was watching something on the news, and they were talking about children not getting enough food to eat mm-hmm. in the mornings before they go to school. And the first thing that came to me is neglect. Mm-hmm. And so it looks as though we're trying to fix parental problems and take the responsibility of the child out of the parent's hands and put it back into someone else's. And then we wonder why we're not getting what we need when it comes to our children. Because I have major issues if you are on public assistance and or anything else telling me that you don't have enough food to eat, yet you are not making provision because we got enough food banks. There may be some children, very few, that are hungry because of lack. But I have a hard problem thinking that there's a whole bunch of people starving because of lack.
What's the age group though they're talking about?
They're talking about, 12 and under.
Okay.
I got a story about the school district meddling, where they have no business. Our son refused to eat anything for lunch but peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
When he was in grade school. So my wife, being the good mother she was, she packed him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day. She got a call from the school district saying that wasn't a nutritious enough lunch.
What? Whose business was it? Theirs or yours?
He wasn't going hungry.
He got his lunch.
That's what he wanted, peanut butter and jelly. So he got peanut butter and jelly.
Kids go through phases where
and
they
none
just...
of that you can deal with them when you get home.
Right. And kids go through phases where they just want one certain thing when they're little.
Yeah, because I have a godson, and for a long time all he wanted was corn. Corn was it.
I just like food. That's all I know.
Me too.
And food is just good, you know.
Hey, Alex, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Good afternoon, Alex.
I was looking at the news earlier today, reading it from Politico, and they're saying that your conservative buddies might not be on the air anymore with Cumulus Radio, because I think that's your boss too, huh?
That's what I heard, and I heard there might be a job opening for some slots. That's what I heard. So yeah, I want everybody under the sound of my voice start writing Cumulus. I'll get you the address saying we want Tracy and Friends nationwide. That's what I want y'all to do. That's where you go. We want her on a stronger signal, and we want her nationwide. So I want everybody, we're going to start a letter-writing campaign.
I'm in.
Okay. I'll give you guys an email address, and we can do this.
We'll think about it, Tracy. If someday I get my own show, the first person I'm going to thank is you, because this is my first time ever being on the air.
Well, listen, I hope to be in a position that when you decide to get your show, I'll be able to do you like Oprah did, Rachel Ray, and just place people in.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
Yeah?
I like it that way. That's how it's supposed to work, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I'll thank my family, but definitely you will come next.
I can be next.
I got to thank Tracy for all her help.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Tracy, though. But seriously, though, talking about the food issue, this is something that I have to deal with because my grandson's mama has got to be one of the most idiotic people I've ever seen in my life. She does not believe in giving seconds because she wants to keep the food for the next day so they can eat it the next day, which I'm like, quit being lazy, get your butt out of the bed, get up and cook for these children. So when they come to my house, they haven't had anything in a few weeks, which is absolutely ridiculous. I think it leans more to the neglect of these young girls. Now, she'll watch 104 in Park. She'll watch all these shows and all these movies and go get her hair did. And trust me, it's not for a lack of money because she's got the money. And they got the money. And so she just don't cook. She just don't do it.
I think there's a balance to it, South Carolina. I do. You know, making sure the children are eating a full balanced meal and that they're not gluttonous is not a bad. But if she's doing it to save money that she doesn't need to save so she can go and get what she wants to get, I don't think that's wise. Huh. I mean, every child eats differently, but you got to make sure, especially if your children are wasteful or gluttonous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need to train a child. We need to train them in a way that's going to teach them how to eat in proportion. I think it was a very, very bad habit that our parents taught us to eat everything on our plate. So even when we were full, no matter what it was, we would continue to eat. And we know that we are such an obese nation. We supersize everything.
Right.
And we're all trying to pay. We're paying for it now. We're in other countries and other, you know, cultures. They have less proportion, but they eat healthier.
We've also canceled recess.
That's stupid.
Recess gets cut all the time.
Hand me a machine. That's stupid. Aren't you trying to get into? Okay. That's just stupid.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
We've taken balance out of academics. Now, do you have recess or do you have PE?
Yeah, well, at the elementary school, they have recess. Now, when I was in elementary school, recess was a half hour. I was outside for a whole 45 minutes, I think it might have been.
How long is it now?
I think it's like 20 minutes, to be completely honest. They have cut
20 minutes.
We had morning recess. We had lunch. We had like an hour at lunch, and we had afternoon recess.
Yeah, I have
when
well,
I was in grade
and school. We have PE at the elementary school. We also have PE at the high school, and it's your choice if you want to take PE or not. I always take PE. It's on. There's a listing
there's
of what
a choice.
Right. There's a listing of what you want to take that period. I like PE because I love our gym teacher. He's also my baseball coach, so I always take PE. I don't miss recess because I have PE.
So did you guys get to play dodgeball?
We do now. At my high school, we play dodgeball. They're just foam balls, like kind
oh,
of.
It's woofy.
Oh, you don't, yeah. They don't have.
We don't.
And red rubber ones, man. They hurt. No red rubber anymore.
Red rubber and those big white almost
soccer balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stung.
Oh my God, they stung.
These are just foam balls now. They're about the size of a soccer ball. And they're just kind of foam. And
you guys are throwing Nerf balls.
Basically. And, yeah, that's the feel of it, yeah.
That was the purpose of dodgeball.
It hurt
so much. That somebody didn't
hurt.
Like, yeah.
Jeez, old man, they take out the fun of everything, don't they?
Jeez. I'm trying to tell you, I can't imagine playing dodgeball
with a Nerf ball.
If it doesn't hurt.
Throwing cotton balls across
you're
the line.
Right.
Wee, wee.
This thing used to hum.
I hit you. I didn't feel it.
Hey, 259, your mic is on.
You guys have an awful lot of static.
I know it's the weather on the radio or on the line.
I can't get the line. The radio.
The radio or iHeart.
Radio, telephone, and TV and thingamajigger.
I'll try to control it. Thank you. All right. Y'all, I got to work on the modulation or I'm going to get a whooping.
Work on it.
iHeartRadio is pretty clear. I was listening to you on iHeartRadio on Friday.
Yeah.
And it's clear as a whistle.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. As long as I don't over-modulate inside the studio, it's a clear signal. Whatever I do here, it shows up
there. It happens there.
I love iHeart.
I do too. It works.
Yeah,
it works.
If you go out of town, I can listen to the stations I want locally if I go out of town.
That's why everyone should. Listen, the address is.
Well, my grandma thinks it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
They think I'm joking. The address is Dallas, Cumulus Rating, Cumulus Media, Cumulus Broadcasting, Inc. at 3280 Peachtree Road, Northwest, Suite 2300, Atlanta, Georgia. Did I say that too fast?
No, I didn't think so.
Mm-mm.
303-05. 303-05. That's it. Make Tracy Nationwide. Tracy and Friends on WSOM. They'll figure it out. That's all right. That's all you have to write. You don't have to put, please, dear, don't, you don't have to go through all that. We want Tracy. It's like a chant.
Yeah.
Then maybe I can give Jeff and fix a check.
Well, I'd like a checky check.
No one bothered me.
What?
you missed this weekend. I know you don't want to go to nothing else but the children eating.
We had
a great debate.
What great debate?
On Centrix this past weekend.
A debate about what?
It was, what's our girl that we, Star Parker, and I forget the other radio show host out of, he's out of New York, African American, against Al Sharpton.
Oh, gosh.
And whatchamacallit. What's this girl's name?
Melissa?
No, not Melissa Perry Harris. It was Star. I told you Star.
Okay.
Then the other black conservative host out of New York.
Male or female?
It wasn't. No, it wasn't. Jesse Lee Peterson?
No. He's not a. No, I mean, he's not
who?
A talk show host.
Jesse's from California.
I can't think of the guy. He talks with that real heavy voice like this.
Larry Elder.
Okay, but the great debate. I'll tell you what.
Without
it'll take you 30 seconds before you blow your top. 30 seconds.
Why would it take me 30
because
seconds?
Because these idiots, they put things in Star Parker's mouth, and she was talking about how we're up there getting ready to fight Stand Your Ground. And he said, stand your ground, and the first laws, the gun laws, were made so that African-Americans could protect themselves after slavery, so they didn't go back into slavery. They could protect themselves from the people that, you know, were doing them wrong, per se. That's the deal.
Hey, Jeff, Wednesday we've got Masoud Ayoub coming back.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
No, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
The two of you guys are going to be here doing that. And talking about Stand Your Ground.
And he's one of the leading experts in the country on Stand Your Ground and self-defense, so it ought to be a really good conversation.
I have a question, and I said this on Friday, and I guess I'll continue to stand my ground on this. If you have a good education, then you don't have to worry about being on the opposite side of a bullet. Or very limited.
Not true.
I agree with
Why is that?
People get mugged in mall parking lots every day, irregardless of financial status.
But when you look at Stand Your Ground, people who are African American males will less likely be on the opposite side of a bullet if they're educated.
Hmm. What percentage of Stand Your Ground cases in Florida has protected an African American? You want to guess?
It's like 90%?
No,
37%. 37%. Stand Your Ground was created to protect African Americans.
But what I'm saying is, I think you're missing my point.
Right
now, they're fighting about Stand Your Ground because they feel as though Stand Your Ground is a law that is against African Americans, especially African American males.
Mm.
That's what they're saying.
Because
they said because people are more likely to shoot an African-American male out of fear.
And 91% more chance of being being okay about it, no matter what.
So what I'm saying is law-abiding citizens and citizens that are educated are less likely to be on the other side of a bullet. Because look at the violence of gun violence in inner cities when it comes to African American males, and look at the educational attainment of those males, and even if you're trying to stand your ground with those males, you're less likely. But because we play into the mindset and or the perceptions of people fear them because they don't come off as intellects.
Is it possible that a highly educated African American man probably dresses in a different manner than an uneducated African American man?
He dresses differently.
Has a different persona.
He has a different.
He's different. In your face more, baby.
No, because Jeff will get in your face.
No.
The difference is he can think. He begins to critically think. He will not be in certain places at certain times, but the perception of America and people in general will be different.
Hmm.
Because if we go back to the images of when we were younger, especially with tattoos and bikers,
mm-hmm.
the images that bikers had at one time, you never thought businessmen would be bikers. Because they look as though they were hellraisers.
Real bikers will outlaw bikers will tell you businessmen are not bikers.
But if you really look, at the bikers now and the biker clubs today, you have more and more professional men and women who are serious bikers.
What if you have a mix of between a truck driver and a biker? Because my dad is both.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You have more responsible businessmen, bikers. You don't have people who are going in the bars, tearing up stuff, looking for a fight. They are the minority now. And if you look how they've changed the paradigm of what you think of a biker now, it's totally different.
Everything has a stereotype, that's for sure. And bikers have stereotypes. Truck drivers have stereotypes. Maybe even radio people have stereotypes. I don't know. But I don't look at that kind of thing as much anymore because it's all mixed now. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, I'm going to pick your brain for a minute. Oh, and I got to talk to your mom. Your mom's, AJ's mom texted in. Tell her, the number is 347-945-5229.
Yeah.
I mean, tell mom she can call in.
Mom, you can call in. Go ahead. It's okay.
Mom said. Read the text.
Mom texted me, and she goes, I have an opinion on the recess topic.
Okay.
Good topic,
okay.
She says. Recess 20 minutes each day, but if you don't get your work done, sometimes you have to stay in from recess to work.
No. Because I think
I was always the kid that had to stay in because I was stupid.
Well, no, I think what happens is, and I could be wrong, but they tell me taking a break from your work
mm-hmm.
and running and exercising and going back to work is healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's also been proved that especially boys.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Boys learn better if they get a 10 or 15 minute break every hour.
Don't forget this either, and this can happen. And it happened to me when I was a kid. When I was a kid, recess. What happens is I'm the kind of guy who is when it comes to a topic, I kind of stay on it, okay? And I have to stay on that topic or I get distracted. Now let's say I go to recess, okay? And this is how I was. I would go to recess, I have fun, but then I'd come back and I wouldn't want to focus again. And sometimes I think that's another problem that people have. And it's if these kids need to get their work done, but yet it's recess time, you know, they're going to go out, they're going to have fun, but they could come back and they could totally forget about what they were talking about, what they were trying to learn, and you have to try and take some more time to get them back on track.
But let me ask you this.
Okay.
We're changing subjects every 45 minutes anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you really think about it, schools are on tracks.
Yeah.
So we're in periods.
Yeah.
So you got 2 periods of math, 2 periods of English, 2 periods of science, 2 periods of social studies, 2 periods of recess, 2 periods for lunch. So you're always changing tracks anyhow. So where does the track come into where you just take a break? Because,
mm-hmm.
if look at the union contract. The union contract says that we got to take a 15-minute break in the morning, an hour for lunch, and a 15-minute break afterwards.
Now my dad texted in.
My dad says we don't take away recess.
I think he meant our school doesn't
right.
do that. I don't know, Dad. I don't know. Maybe I've got. He said they don't, so I'm sure they
well,
don't.
I mean, some schools have it, some schools don't. Depends on the size of it. Depends on the politics of it.
Right, Dad. You can call in too if you
yeah.
want. It's fine. Mom, Dad,
yeah.
you both can call in. It's not, anyone who's
everybody's mic's on. And the number is 347-945-5229. Do you have any African Americans in your school?
Yeah, we do. I have a friend of mine. He's in my class. He's African American, but he is actually the only African American in my class.
Are there others in the school?
Yeah, I would say there's probably a handful of them. There's not that many.
Okay, there's five.
But here's – go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I'm sorry, I got off track for a second. That most of our schools consist of Amish. Now, you know what Amish are?
Yeah, I know what they have. They have good food.
VBS
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Valley Marketplace down on South Avenue. They got a wonderful place open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Right, and it's hard to be completely honest because there are 14, maybe 15. My dad actually told me this. There are 15 Amish schools in Bloomfield and Mespo. 15.
Mm. Okay.
And so they're taking enrollment and putting them enrollment
and
from our schools and putting them into Amish schools. But there's nothing wrong with that. Right. There's nothing wrong with that, but. Our school, we need kids. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they stop by the time they're in the eighth grade. So they don't go to high school.
But what they're doing is they're taking them out like charter schools, so the money follows the kids.
Right, and I'm not saying
I'm not saying there's
anything wrong with taking your kids to Amish school.
Wow.
But it would be nice if you sent your kids to public school. I mean, and we do have Amish that go to public school, but once again, I said they stop when they're in the eighth
Amish
grade.
Or Mennonite.
Amish.
My grandma was
Amish.
My grandma was Mennonite. My grandma was Amish until she was 3 years old. And then they stopped being Amish, and they became Mennonite. Right. They became Mennonite. And that's one thing I'm always thankful for, because I would not be here that's one reason why I wouldn't be here. I'm sure there's millions, but that's one of them, is when my great-grandpa actually decided to stop being Amish and
but
go to Mennonite.
That's amazing.
He yanked over.
That's it. You're right. He yanked over.
Don't they call it jumping the fence?
That too, but yanked over.
Yanked over is what you hear a lot, especially in my area.
Do they have? I thought the once you were in, you couldn't walk away after
you,
a certain
you
age.
You can, but you get shunned by the church.
They turn their back on you.
Exactly. And it's hard. It's definitely hard. And you know, Amish go through a lot if they want to yank over. They're born again and they become Christians.
Well, are they not born again before?
They are, but I mean the Amish church is much different. I would say, I mean they still believe in the same God you and I do. It's just that they are a slight different, but they do get shunned from their church once they become Christian. Like, I would say, you know, I don't want to say full time Christians, but not Amish anymore.
Their righteousness is their work.
Right.
They believe that. Well, I don't know. I had a good friend of mine that worked the packing plant that I inspected, and he would say, "Well, Jeff, I believe the same thing you do, but he says we're saved by work, you know, you have to work hard, and if you didn't work hard enough, I don't know if I'll make it in." Mm-hmm. And that's how they feel. But the nicest people in the world.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, it's not all, but most.
I mean, people are people, but I mean, I got to take a break. It's top of the hour. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. Want you to come in and hang out with us, and we'll be right back.
Youngstown Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466.
It says it rescued 105 teenagers as young as 13 who were forced into prostitution in the U.S., and they arrested 150 people described as pimps. A series of raids in 76 American cities this weekend. The FBI's Ron Hosko.
Sex trafficking among children remains one of the most prevalent, violent, and unconscionable crimes in this country. Despite our many challenges, those who exploit children should know that we, this team, will continue to seek them out and bring them to justice.
A campaign conducted under the FBI's Innocence Lost initiative. A Philadelphia row house has collapsed. Officials are investigating whether a gas leak is to blame. There are injuries, says ABC's Amy Buckman.
We have reports that at least 4 adults and 2 children have been taken to area hospitals. Among the adults, that contractor who was working in the downstairs of 426, he reportedly suffered severe burns.
outreach to gays from Pope Francis, who says today he won't judge priests for their sexual orientation. He told reporters aboard his plane flying back from Brazil, "We shouldn't marginalize people for this." Bill Donahue with the Catholic League says it's not historic.
This was an off-the-cuff remark in front of reporters, and he said nothing new. Pope Benedict XVI did not bar gays from getting into the priesthood.
Where are the home buyers? The number of Americans who signed contracts to buy homes dipped in June from a six-year high in May. Realtors say it could be due to higher mortgage rates and very tight inventory of homes. Housing analyst Kathy Fetke.
The real issue, in my opinion, is that there's a lack of inventory out there in many U.S. markets. Some markets are down to 1 month, and people are looking for properties, trying to make offers on properties, and are just getting bid out.
Dow off 47. This is ABC News.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It could be time for a change when it comes to government assistance programs for new moms. New research suggests diaper supplies could be an important factor in a mother's mental health. Diaper deprivation can lead to more than just mere annoyance. A new study finds low-income mothers who face chronic diaper deficits have higher rates of depression, stress, and significant mental distress. Researchers at the Yale School of Medicine say a mother's top priority is meeting her baby's needs, and diaper needs are not addressed by government assistance programs. You can't use food stamps to buy them. They conclude healthcare providers should recognize diapering difficulties as a serious issue and possibly an indicator of mental health need. Karen Chase, ABC News. Drug maker Pfizer has agreed to provide hundreds of millions of doses of its lucrative Prevnar vaccine against pneumonia and meningitis at a fraction of the usual price for young children in poor countries to bring poor countries a long-term supply. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about...
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. The number is 347-945-5229, and 6 Jeff and AJ are in studio with me. And I've got Alex, you see, Alex, South Carolina and Alabama on the phone. Let me do a live read really quick. If you need your dog or cat bathed, groomed, seen about, you know, you need to do that. It's an important thing. I don't think people realize how important it is of grooming your pet. Hello? You should wipe them down. You should get them groomed. You should just do that. You know that, right?
Cats, you shouldn't do that.
Yes, you can. Cats.
I have two inside cats, and they clean themselves. They clean themselves.
But no, they still need to be groomed.
Why?
Because sometimes they're hairballs.
Yeah.
Their hair. I mean,
well, they hack them up.
But still.
Outside. They're inside outside cats.
Still, you want to do that. So listen, if you decide to get your cat groomed.
Because what do you say? They hack them up.
But then you got to pick them up.
I have never seen my cat.
No.
We have like fields behind
our house. No, you need to see about their nails. Because if you don't, because some people don't declaw them if they're scratching the furniture. Hold on, let me get my readout. Let's sit there.
All right.
If you do, call Pet Spa Luxury Cat Dog and Cat Salon. Jeez, old man. Oh, he's getting it. What are you all teaching this guy? He ain't been here about an hour and 10 minutes, and he's picking up the chest thing.
I'm loving him.
But you can't mess with their claws, because how are they gonna catch anything and eat it?
We're not talking about field cats. Like, no. We're talking about, you can take your feet, but you need to get them defleed, because sometimes they're indoor-outdoor cats. You want to get them, you know, so the cat to fleas and stuff. You need to do that.
Yeah. Well, we just bombed our house.
Hold on. See, there, you got to bomb the house because you don't get your cat clean. Wait a minute. Let me finish my read. Give them a call. The number is 330-758-4444. They're located at 1122 West Western Reserve Boulevard. They are about a quarter of a mile west of Glenwood. So give Joy a call over at Pet Spa Salon, Luxury Dog and Cat Salon. You guys really messed me up on that one. Jeez, old man. Okay, no.
Can I go? What?
You're
what?
Done. No.
What?
I'm calling your mom, and I don't even know.
She's on her way here.
She
said she's bringing me lunch.
What kind of mess is that?
What do you mean?
Do you know how far you live from here?
She's in town right now. She has my little sister with her.
So she's bringing you lunch.
Yeah, she had to go to Boardman.
So where's she bringing us lunch? Where's she bringing us lunch from?
Oh, us, huh? There's an us now.
That's right, because I offered you some of my lunch when
I
walked through.
That's your lunch.
That wasn't my lunch. I was trying to share.
I know you were trying to share. Sharing's caring, but I didn't want any of your lunch because that's your lunch.
But it wasn't my lunch. It was our lunch.
I didn't know that.
Didn't want tacos.
Oh,
I love tacos.
Then you should have took a taco. You're walking your way in and walk your way out. South Alabama, what's going on in your neck of the woods? Where you been? What's been going on down there?
Yeah. Ain't nothing going on. Just went back to Alabama this weekend.
Are you in Atlanta or are you in Alabama? I get so confused.
I live in Atlanta right now. I'm working. I have a project in Atlanta. I work here, but... I really don't want to go back to Alabama, so pretty much I just go to Alabama to visit.
But why don't you come to Ohio?
Ohio's too cold for me. I'm a country boy. I don't like getting below 50 degrees.
It's cold.
Oh,
well,
man.
You wouldn't want to be here because we were definitely.
I gotta listen once to know how I can talk about classic rock and not mention Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix was for my time. Jeff wouldn't know Jimi Hendrix. Jimmy was in Jeff.
Purple haze over the sky.
No, Jeff. Yep, that was your genre.
Touch me, get me while I kiss the sky.
Jeff.
I don't have a voice today.
Jeff.
I sang all weekend.
That's
literally
good. That's good.
Yeah.
So my question was, since you can't sing and you're trying to sing, the question is, they want to know how I can bring up rock music and not bring up Jimi Hendrix, and I want to know why you didn't bring him up, because he's before my time. I'm just reading the comment.
Who in the world put that line on there?
He before Sticks' time. Sticks,
yeah.
You know Jimi Hendrix?
I know who he is, but I never...
That's what I'm saying. It's before our time.
Before your time what?
Listen. AJ,
before his time.
Before our time. Me and Six were in the same age. No, before our time. We weren't out of Jimi Hendrix.
You're not past 20.
I was born in 1996. Okay.
You were born when?
I was born in 1996. Okay. You know what? This is my time is like Dirk Bentley.
I got underwear older than that.
That's a good ago was that?
You were born in 96?
Yeah.
God, underwear older.
That's why we call you a young buck. Alabama, I'm sorry about that. So you're going. You said you want to move to Ohio?
No, I don't want to move to Ohio. I'll visit. I'll come visit. But before I went to Brazil back in 99, I came up here and stayed in Cincinnati. So that's the closest I ever got to Youngstown.
Did you say when you went to work in Brazil?
I played basketball in Brazil.
And you came back home?
Yeah, I did.
Why didn't you stay in Brazil?
Hey, tell me about it. Financially,
you know,
it would have been a smart decision. Because right now, I heard it's a lot of money to be made down there. But,
yeah, but there's a lot of money to be spent, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had a young lady at the time that was going to Tuskegee University. And, you know, I was just crazy about her. And, you know, we were in a certain part of Brazil. We weren't allowed to really go certain places. I wasn't driving. I saw certain things, but I didn't really get to touch the people like I would have liked to. But, you know, by the time I got back, you know, it's a bad decision. But, you know, at the end of the day, I guess that's what God had for me. So.
But you see, Ohio in your view. Okay, just Youngstown. I'm trying to increase the population, y'all.
Global warming is going to get him up here. It's going to be too hot down there. Alabama's going to be underwater. I heard Al Gore say that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Alabama.
Well, that's supposed to happen 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Underwater. Yeah, you're right, Alabama.
Well,
5 years ago.
What? They're a little late.
And so I built my house on the coastline. I want to collect the insurance.
Evidently, that's what he wanted.
Now, I gotta throw something into the mix. Since we got a few minutes, it's open mic. I got to go, since you brought up Al Gore, President Obama's going on vacation.
Okay. Anybody else shocked?
And local reports indicate the first family will be staying in a $7.5 million resort home.
Oh, my gosh.
On the edge of the island in the town of Chilmark.
I will never see money like that.
Why?
You may.
Why?
I may, maybe. Yeah.
Have you met Howard Stern?
What's Rush getting, like $12 million a year or something?
Rush is...
Oh, he's making more than 12.
Gosh,
well, I mean, just a radio deal, I'm sure.
Yeah,
he's making more than that.
No.
Just a radio deal is $12 million.
Yeah.
He's got all the endorsements.
Well, I watched an interview with him on the Today Show. This was back in 2009. And they said how much he... It's on YouTube, actually. It's a two-part thing. It talks about how much he actually... What he's actually worth.
Yeah.
And what he's making, I can't remember the exact number, but I was blown away. I could not believe how much.
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His
I heard it was 500.
That sounds about right.
He's worth $500 million.
But look at Howard Stern. And I don't think he has. If you listen to what he does, mm-hmm. I mean he's brighter than what he sounds, but
yeah.
He sounds crazy as
a
Looney Tune.
Well, think about shows. I saw the 60 Minutes interview with him a bunch of years ago. I mean, his actual life is relatively conservative. He's been married to the same woman forever, and
he just makes money on being a crazy guy.
He just got married.
Yeah,
he just got married again, didn't he? Oh, he redid his vows once.
I don't know. All I know is he's not as wild as he appears to be, but. I know he now got a $90 million from a satellite radio that doesn't make money, so I'm confused.
Oh, you talking about Howard Stern. I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh.
Rush
Limbaugh's
been married 3 times.
Yeah.
Rush is crazy.
Rush is nuts.
Friday, you muted my mic for like the last 20 minutes. I don't know why, Tracy, but, you know.
I didn't do it on purpose, probably because you were making noise.
I wasn't.
You were making noise.
That wasn't me. It wasn't me because you muted it. You unmuted, muted. And I was like, she couldn't have listened. It wasn't me. But anyway. Besides the one guy made a point about Magic buying the Lakers. The Lakers is the second highest worth team, third or second. I think it's Dallas, the Yankees, and the Lakers. And they were talking about Magic buying them. I don't think Magic has enough net. Even though I heard he's worth like $500 million. You would have to be worth 5-6 times at the bottom of Lakers to be the primary owner of
you know,
Lakers. Just
he
even
does.
Consider. And then if he does it would take just about every penny he has to try to do it. And he would probably have to have partners. That wouldn't be a smart decision for him to make. It was like they were
but
talking
I've been
about,
trying to tell people he does have a interest in the Lakers, from my understanding.
Yeah, he does.
And I know that the Bus family, the old man just died, and he wasn't giving up his toy. And I doubt his daughter's going to give up the toy either. They love what they do. I don't see that happening. I mean,
people that own
things,
it's only 400. They say it's only 450 billionaires or something like that. Last I checked, in the whole country, so it ain't many people that, especially African Americans, that would even consider getting a team.
But the problem is, I don't think anybody's thinking about this. But I hate to tell them, it's, you can't buy something that ain't for sale. I mean, he got an interest in it for contract or something on that order, and I can't remember the details of it, but he got something out of it. But outside of that, I don't see the Bus family opening up that path for people to come in and take over it.
Steinbrenner wasn't selling the Yankees either. I mean,
it isn't for sale. It's not that they don't want to sell it to a black man. A black man can't buy it if it's not for
sale. They're thinking legacy. They're thinking, I want my great-great-grandkids to be all part of this ownership.
Sure.
Of it. That's how they're thinking. So
Alabama, why would I sell something that is so profitable
not every team is profitable now. I mean,
you got the Clippers, for
the right price.
You can't give tickets away. But I'm talking about if you look at the Lakers, you look at that franchise. But I'm just
the
saying.
It's a great show to watch now.
It's a great show to watch, but it still doesn't do what the Lakers do at the Staples
Center.
I mean,
it's not the Lakers. No, they just got started.
That's what I'm saying. And what I'm saying to you is Magic has had major opportunity over the years to buy a team. The problem is he likes what he's doing. He's got a vested interest inside of the Lakers, and it wasn't for sale. The problem with folks don't understand is, why would I sell something when the machine runs and makes money, and all I got to do is show up and be the boss?
I mean, if you're going to buy the Lakers, you're talking about right at $1 billion. Now, he's not – I mean, he would really have to – it would stretch him thin. Why would he even try to buy the Lakers?
He ain't going to try to buy it. It ain't for sale.
That's not even smart.
Right.
But it's not for
sale.
Now,
if you're talking about buying the Portland Trail Blazers, maybe. Your team's like that, okay.
They're not for sale.
Well, here's the thing. In America,
you know what? Maybe I should say the Atlanta Hawks. They need to sell.
But they're not for sale. You don't give up. I mean, look, why have they not sold the Cavaliers?
Cavaliers make money.
Okay. They don't make as much as they did when LeBron was there, but still, they make money.
Well, Dan Gilbert, how long has Dan Gilbert owned the Cavs? I mean, seriously.
A little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you don't normally see them, you know.
It's not like they trade cars, like they trade teams, like they trade cars.
I mean, but right. I wouldn't trade it either if this is what I wanted to do. And so, you know.
It's a smart. Once you get one, you can sell off little pieces of shares to your friends, families, and neighbors and get a little cash flow in. But why in the world would you sell something that makes money and has its own mechanisms of making money even when they don't make money?
Right.
That's a nice little chunk of change and a nice little toy. It's like the NFL. When's the last time you saw an NFL team up for sale?
They had a big issue with Rush Limbaugh being part of a group that wanted to buy the Rams. It wasn't him.
Wow, I remember
he was just
that.
Part of,
yeah.
It was just a group, and they were, he's racist. I'm like, look, you're going to say something like that, you got to have
Alabama.
Real, you know, most people don't care, so it was just
I know what you're talking about, Alabama, is what you said about Rush Limbaugh and the Rams. I know there was a lot of people that had a lot of problems with that, about Rush Limbaugh wanting to buy the Rams.
Why?
But, I mean, you have to be overtly racist. Like, if Bill Maher wanted to buy a team, I don't think it would be so much of a big deal. See what I'm saying?
Rush is not overtly racist.
Rush is a shock jock. Rush, we don't even know what Rush likes.
Yeah, you do.
Rush don't know what Rush likes.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think. I listened to the man for years. I never heard him say something like
three.
This. I think he speaks sometimes on black issues, and I feel like he may not know the whole. Yeah, but I don't think he just wants to just, you can say racist, like how those players were. You know, some of those players were just making real ignorant comments. And, you know, I thought it was bad for the whole organization.
Blind Mike, your mic's on.
Good afternoon, Tracy. How are you?
Good afternoon.
You know, play devil's advocate and argue from both sides. Why would somebody sell them a team that makes money? And then if they were losing money, why would anybody especially a self-respecting black man who had to struggle to earn his money. Why would he buy something just to lose it? Does he need a tax write-off that bad?
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense, actually, because if you buy something like, let's say, a property, for example, in real estate, if it's losing money and you see something as far as the management or something that's not going properly,
right,
and you feel as though you can come in through proper management and make that property feasible through renovations and things, then it may actually make sense on paper. So,
yeah,
it could make sense,
yeah,
in certain circumstances.
It makes big sense.
Didn't Mark Cuban turn around? Was it Spurs?
Mavericks.
That was Mavericks.
That was a little bit different.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban, he could have burnt when he bought the Mavericks. He could have taken a gun outside and lit a cigar and burned the money that he spent.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
that's true,
but
he was also making a good investment.
It was a great investment.
Well, that's the whole thing. You buy a team either way.
You think this?
You buy it when it's failing, because then if you think you have the guy that can turn it around, that's what you do.
It's kind of like an election. You know, if you feel like you can run this country, go ahead and try and go after it. And it's not the exact same way, but it's kind of like that, is where if you feel like, hey, you can take the responsibility of trying to run a team, or if you want to try and run this country, a state, a town, whatever.
But this, the difference between an NFL, an NBA, and an NLB, the difference between those are hobby franchises.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find any of them where, unless they go through a divorce,
mm-hmm,
or unless they go through some serious shakeup in their partnerships, you don't see a whole. The Dodgers went broke. I think the Magic bought interest in the Dodgers lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because they were going through a divorce or something,
right,
and it rattled the cages and it knocked the LA Dodgers out of sync. But you don't see them selling and buying, trading like they do socks.
Aren't all professional sports teams, MLB, NFL, and NBA, exempt from antitrust?
No.
Equally. Yes, they are, because you can't go out here, and I'm going to have a Youngstown. I'm going to start a basketball team here in Youngstown. I want to play in the and I want
no.
to accept it in the NBA.
No, you don't. You
they don't.
Don't
they don't have to accept your team.
You don't have to be a part of their league. But the only one that is antitrust, I believe, is the National Baseball League. I think because you can have,
yeah,
remember they had the U.S. football team, because there used to be the AFL and the NFL,
right? Mm-hmm.
And then they had the USFL or something on that order,
yeah,
and it didn't work
XFL,
well.
XFL, yeah.
Yeah, they had another. So you can have another franchise and or another league. The only one that you can't do, and that's where you hear me scream and holler, it came in because of the National Black Baseball League. And they didn't want them to compete, so they made laws where they were antitrust. So that is the only commodity in America that actually has a federal mandate on it that you can have a monopoly and not be able to start another
league.
Now,
wait a minute. So a group of people can't start another professional baseball league?
Correct.
Okay.
But you can start another football league or basketball league.
My own personal was the LFL.
Who is that? The Laughing Football League?
Wow. Jeff, you know what the LFL was, don't you?
I don't know what
the
that
lingerie
is
football league.
That's
And I couldn't believe that, though. You know,
that's real.
Yeah, I know it's real.
I've never heard of that.
I watched one of those games. Some of those females, they hit. They play hard. They don't play.
That's the job I want.
No,
I want to be the equipment coach. Help them suit up for the game.
Not so blind, Mike.
Believe me,
there
will be wardrobe failures.
I mean, it's a bunch of business models.
I get
they got one of those teams here in Orlando.
Hey,
they do.
Why somebody would sell a team, we need to go talk to Red McComb, who owns, I think he owns Clear Channel. He used to own the Vikings, and he sold them a couple of years ago, about 5-6 years ago, after many, many years of owning them. So it would be interesting to find out what finally pushed his button to sell the Vikings.
Look, Cleveland Browns just
now they
sold.
Need to sell.
Well, no, I mean, he needed to sell because he was not being a good manager.
Who's the owner of the Browns right now? I always forget his name.
The guy from the
Pittsburgh
Flying J. Owns
Flying J.
J.
Right.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name.
I like him, though.
That's the National Lingerie League.
Yeah.
That is real.
Gosh.
No, no. That's the Lingerie League, and I'm going to tell you what.
Oh, you know what's funny, though?
We won one of those with Pittsburgh last year. We're going to whip that behind this year, both games.
Okay.
But you guys going to play the
right now,
league?
The Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hold on, Alabama.
This year. Hold on, Alabama.
So you mean to tell me the
No, I didn't predict last year.
Yeah. So you mean to tell me the Cleveland Browns,
yes,
are going to beat the Steelers lingerie
twice
football
this
team.
Year.
Hey, there is a Cleveland football team in. I'm just read it over there. There is a Cleveland football team in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they're the lingerie.
I'm not just hearing about this today. I had never heard about this.
You got to tune in to Tracy and Friends. You'll hear about this. You never thought you heard before. Go ahead, Alabama. Oh, hold on, I got
something. No, what I was saying
there.
Was
Alex.
Yeah. Hey.
Do you have, you said you have a football, you have a lingerie football league down there?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's pretty big in some parts of the city here in Orlando. Yeah, there's a I mean there's some pretty nice women on there too. I mean,
yeah.
guys are
Yeah,
just to watch. I mean, it's a sight. It's a real. I'll just say that it's a real nice sight. Yeah,
I'm glad to hear the L stood for lingerie and not another L word. You know, being all women in the league.
Oh wow! Listen to you guys.
I know.
So you guys watching the
point.
Mike? You can't even see.
I can hope. I can hope and grope.
Hey, you better be careful, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Don't do it. Just say no, and don't, and whatever you do.
What about that guy from? What about the mayor
Wiener.
Of San Diego? No, the mayor of San Diego.
Did he resign yet?
No, he ain't gonna resign.
Why? Well, if they're not, if they're gonna let him get away with that, and Anthony Weiner does not have to, I mean, and you know they're gonna try to face Weiner out. You know. Wiener's an idiot, first of all.
Three Musketeers up there. They got him on the TV right now.
He's proving. But here's the thing.
He's messing up for everybody.
Good. Good. He's messing it up for Hillary, especially because Hillary is close to Jesse.
Jeff, didn't Bill Clinton prove to you it's different when you're a Democrat?
Wiener's
a Democrat.
Yeah, but
I know. But you don't have to have, you don't, if you're a Democrat, you don't have to account for your sins. Because it's different when you're a Democrat. Republicans, you're excommunicated.
And Bill wants you guys to know that Bill Maher is a powerful bigot. He's just not. He's just forgiven because he doesn't focus on his venom on most black
That's
people.
That's absolutely so.
Yep.
And that's what bothers me because, you know, you have somebody like a Rush that is not a racist. Is he ignorant of racial things?
Yeah.
Yes. I think you're both wrong.
Okay.
Let me tell you this. No, I won't say this. I don't think he's a racist. I think he's racy.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
I think he is just like Howard Stern. He is a shock jock.
He's that thing in the washing machine that
he's
goes
an
back
agitator.
And forth. An agitator. That's
and
him.
He knows how to push the buttons of America.
And the mainstream media.
And he does it to get where he gets.
Yep.
And they are good at making sure his sound bites get out, that push his ratings. And every time he says something that we call stupid, it takes his ratings through the roof. And he does it always during ratings. He never waits until we're on a slow period.
Because if they're talking about him, he's making money.
Absolutely.
Listen, he never
can I highlight something y'all might be missing?
He never missed.
What did you say, Alex?
Can I highlight something that you Republicans might be missing?
Yeah, can you tell me after my break?
Yeah.
Just leave the mic open. Leave the mic open. I want to hear.
Yeah, we all want to talk amongst ourselves. We want to throw sand at each other and pull hair in the sandbox.
Go ahead, Alex.
Go ahead, Alex.
Oh yeah. I think that these Republicans they might get blindsided come the next election because I just think it's kind of fishy how the media just seems to be really behind Barack Obama. They have been ever since he was when he first started running in 2008. And I just find it really fishy that when his ratings are pretty much dismal, they're trying to postpone Obamacare and everything, and, you know, everybody sees the writing on the wall. And so, but most of the conservative base, they listen to, a lot of them listen to talk radio. And so the fact that your two biggest talk radio heads, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, gets removed from the 40 major city markets in the country, like Cumulus has said, that they're probably not going to, you know, re-sign these guys. I think that's it's a big thing that you know, Republicans have to really be thinking about, need to be strategizing about, because, you know, they're if they take them off the air and there's no significant you know, replacement in that field of thought, then, you know, I mean, they're just going to lose another life.
Well, I don't think that's fair, though. But I agree with you.
But I just think it's unfair because in a free market, you should pick. I mean, it's not like they're not getting a rating. So, I mean, you come 20, 30 million people for Rush Limbaugh all week. So it's like, what's going on? It's administration is somewhat, you know, I know this sounds crazy, but I kind of feel like they're more like Hitler, and I'm not in the sense of killing, you know, millions of people, but what I mean is the Gestapo. They'll hit you. They organize and they mobilize and they hit. They do hit moves on people, like the IRS, which we're finding out, and it's like nobody really. Now they're saying it was just a fake scandal, you know. No, it didn't really happen. There's some, you know. So it's like it's clear. It's real clear what's going on. So I guarantee you, you're right in that there may be something behind them. They know that if you get the Tea Party, most of them are listening to Rush and Sean. So if they can kind of remove them, they think they can kind of help this midterm election for them to hold on, because they're thinking in 2016 they can probably drum up some support and say, well, the job's not finished. So, I mean, they know, and they know most of the people in these big cities, African-Americans, aren't coming out for these midterms. They're just not. So they're about to get hit hard because the economy's not turning around. They see what's about to happen.
Yeah. I think that has to be a concern for the Republicans, because if they get taken off the
air. I don't think it's Republicans. I think for the country, Alex, because at the end of the day, the only vestige of people even mentioning fiscal responsibility is on the even Ron Paul was a Republican. I mean, we have to, you know, that is the only way. I mean, other than that, the Democrats aren't really thinking like they're really going to push us over the edge as far as we're already falling. So I mean, they're going to keep pushing.
I don't think the Republicans are serious about it either. I mean,
I don't either.
Really talking about it.
But there are some within the party that are. There are some.
Yeah, and they're like, you know, they're not on the in crowd of the Republicans. You know, yeah, you got Rand Paul, but you know basically the people that run the Republican Party are they're the same progressives that run a Democrat Party. They vote yes on the same stuff, on destroying our civil liberties and constitutional rights, and when it comes to all the things that's important, you know, when it came to the NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, you know, Democrats and Republicans are on the same page. Yeah, prosecute this guy, you know, even kill him. You know, some of them are even talking about assassinating him if he leaves Russia. I mean, just and so to me, you know, I as long as the system is the same, you know, I agree with Ron Paul that, you know, you want them both to just continue to just be almost stalemate. The best you can hope for in a system like this is that they do nothing, because any legislation that they pass is just going to be another train wreck, and you know, it's just going to be bad for us. So, you know, I don't know.
I just found out, and I didn't find out, I found this out about Levy a month ago, that if a job hires an illegal, they actually get taxed. They don't have to worry about Obamacare. So you're going to hire, illegals are going to get hired over African Americans. And
Well, Obamacare only works if the employer, if the employee is documented. So if you have an undocumented worker, a legal worker or whatever.
They specifically specified. It wasn't like that was just a, they specified you have an exemption. Now, it doesn't go on the number of workers. It goes on the exemption. Because even still, they have to have something to write this person a check that documents, they have something. So whatever they're documenting, they have something to document to this person. Because when I have people, those people are using EIN numbers, something. They're using something to document these workers enough. I'm not saying that they're Americans, but they have some sort of documentation. And a lot of them come over here and they get EIN numbers and use those as Social Security numbers.
I'll tell you what's going on with most of us that own businesses across the United States, my friends. We're seriously looking, taking everybody we've got full-time, cutting them back to 30 hours, and then basically giving them a $750
bonus. They're going to penalize you for that. You can't do that.
Well,
they're going to get you for that, too.
Well, whatever they're going to do, we're going to figure out a way to do it, okay? And we'll follow the law, but we'll figure out a way to do it. And then we'll just, I'll be walking out the door one night and $750 will drop out of my pocket in cash, and whoever picks it up might use that to pay their fine for not personally having health care or getting into the health care system, because what they're doing now, it's crazy. All the carriers are talking about huge increases in the premium.
I hate to say it. There's a part of me that wants to see this go through, just to see the look in people's faces that screamed for this guy to come in here and do what he's doing. I just want to see the look in their face when they get fired or when their job's getting cut, when they're getting foreclosed. I want to see how they look. I hate to say that. Because
it's a halfway position, so there's only half as much damage. You get the look you're looking for.
Because they're going to still blame, the reason it failed because the Republic, he compromised.
Yeah.
That's probably what they're going to say.
Yeah,
but
it's too complicated. Nobody knows how to implement it. And even the president had to issue an order to extend it a year before its implementation because nobody understands it. And
that's not why he did. He did that because he did that as a gimme for the Democrats to try to help him out. Because if that would have hit in January, they would have lost real bad.
Oh, yeah, and had one year of track record.
I mean, real. We'd have had a super majority for Republicans. It would have been crazy. So, he's helping them out.
Yeah, it would have, yeah. So, I don't know.
But people don't care. They see what he's doing. But, just like people's tax rates went up. Mine went up. Everybody's tax rates went up.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. So
people
it's like
in my office, the little people in my office, all of a sudden they're taking home less, and they were supposedly going to get no tax increase. We're just taking away that Social Security deferment supplement thing they were doing. All of a sudden, $30-$40 a month out of somebody's pay who was only making, $1,000, that's a significant cut. I'm talking about even my part-time people, Yeah, I don't know. I get worried. I just get worried. And you think that, when you hear you, me, and Alex talk and some of the other folks on the line here, it all seems so simple. And when it gets to Washington, they can't agree upon simple or practical or common sense. They just can't agree on it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's that's because it's not about us. We don't really, we're not running anything. It's not really a government for the people or anything. We live in a corporate state, fascist state, pseudo-fascist anyway. At least that's my belief. It's no longer a constitutional republic. That went away a long time ago.
Well, look at the education system. Most black people now you talk to them, they hate the Constitution. I'm like, but what are your rights? If the Constitution gave you some rights, whatever rights you may, whatever, you can hate the country, take the Constitution away, now what? Unlawful search and seizure. Whatever they want to do to you, they can do it because now it's just whatever some politician said. At least when you had the Constitution, you had some semblance of rights. As once you fought for them, you had to fight. But once you did get some sort of rights, they can't just come in your house and they can do anything to you. without the Constitution. People don't realize that.
I know. In the last 20 years, the no-knock warrants went from 3,000 a year to this year there will be over 80,000 where SWAT teams kick in your door in the middle of the night, walk in. You have no idea what's going on. And they were showing some of the stories of, like, you know, women and children screaming and stuff. So the old man gets out of bed with his gun, and he's gunned down in his own hallway because he doesn't know who's coming in the house. And then the lion weasel said, well, he shot first. Yeah, well, the safety wasn't even off his weapon. And he had 60 bullets in him.
Yeah.
What were you about to say, yeah. Alex?
I'm sorry, Alex.
That's a great point with Mike.
Yeah, it was a good point.
I agree with him, but I don't think that, you know, we're at the point now the Constitution doesn't even matter anymore. I mean, because we're stopped and frisked all the time in just about every major city, and it's the most egregious in New York City. But I know here in Orlando, I mean, black men can't even walk down the street without being harassed by police. If they're riding a bike, then they're suspicious, and they stop them, and they're literally searched, and it's like... And this happens all the time, you know. And I swear, every other week or so, we hear about the police. They just like what Mike said. They bust into somebody's house. This lady got this grandmother got killed babysitting her kids or whatever. They came in and they shot up this grandmother here in Orlando some weeks back. I mean, it's just insane, you know. The Constitution, I think it's already in the garbage.
I mean, they're not even pretending that we have any rights anymore. They're not even hiding.
Well, I mean, you have an ignorant constituency that doesn't even, they don't understand at least the basics of the Constitution, at least something. Like, maybe they don't have the rights to do this. And so when you act like you have the right and you bark at people and they're not aware that you don't, and they fear your badge, and you're no longer a peacemaker, you're a policeman, enforcing the policy of the government. That's all they are. They're policy enforcers. They're not peace. They're not officers of the law that are out here to help you. They're policy enforcers that go out here and make you do the policies that have been written by some bureaucracy, because it's not even half the time, it's not even elected officials that have written these laws. A lot of times it's just some organization that it was established that says, hey, nobody can do this from now on. Yeah. And my brother's running for office, and we got in this big argument because he feels like, you're African-American, well, as long as you don't break the law, you're okay. Like, they shouldn't have the right to harass and do things that they do to people regardless.
Without problem.
Just, okay, yeah, you're wrong for selling drugs, but they're wrong for disproportionately doing things they do to a certain segment of the population as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Alabama. I see, if you don't want to call everything wrong, then everybody's wrong.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Tracy, Alex. We have to give her back the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you must give me back my show. So I hope that you didn't go and have a conversation without me, Alex, and then now you have to re-say it again, and so I want to hear.
He made a good point.
Hold up, Alabama.
Excuse me.
We don't want it. You don't want folks to know that you already know.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Alex.
Could you please enlighten us? We've been sitting here with bated breath for 6 minutes.
Yeah, Jeff's been sitting here about to pass out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I wanted to just shine some light on something for you Republicans, because, you know, I don't mean nothing to me, because I'm a libertarian.
You say you Republicans? Hold on, that was awfully.
Like you people.
That's what it sounded like.
You people. You need to pay particular attention, special attention to this whole thing with Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity potentially going off the air in these major markets, because everybody has noted how odd it was how the media was just behind Barack Obama since he ran in 2008, and during his whole presidency they protect him. You know, they don't give him hard questions, they defend him and all this stuff. And so we know where they're trying to go, where they're trying to take the country, I guess the liberal progressive side of things. And everything that Obama's done has been a dismal failure. And so going into 2014 and 2016, it may not be a coincidence that then you take these two guys, Rush and Sean Hannity, off the air, because most, you know, that most of the, I think a good, I think like half of the conservative base or whatever, they listen a lot to these guys, to Rush and
but
Hannity.
I have now, Alex, my understanding, before you go too far, it's my understanding that they're not going off the air. Now, I don't think it's smart of what they're doing, because what they're doing is they're putting all their eggs in one basket, and if that basket ever, if that basket handle ever breaks, they're going to fall. Because it's my understanding that they're going to go off of the Cumulus networks, and they're going to go on to the Clear Channel networks only.
Yeah, they would.
But you're still cutting that chicken sales out of certain markets. Well, I mean, because not everybody got Clear Channel.
Most markets
be cutting themselves out of the 40 major cities in this country, which is going to be
the majority.
Be huge.
No, Alex.
You've got limbo on two or three different stations in most metropolitan.
No. Exactly.
What they're doing, they're going for exclusivity, and they're not. They're, I mean, you'll find the Cumulus and Clear Channel stations across this nation in most of your major cities. Now, I will say what I think is going to happen is they're going to shut down one of their rock stations or one of their pop stations, and they're going to take those FM pop stations, instead of playing them on AMs, they're going to take them to FM.
Locally, you think the local guys, local Clear Channel guys, are going to succumb to Sean Hannity?
I don't know how that's going to work.
I think
our local Clear Channel has a area guy on in that time slot.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know how they're going to do that, but yeah.
I mean, there's an FM.
Who comes on after Rush?
At 3 o'clock.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So right.
Depends on what station.
Sean Hannity comes
on the Clear Channel station.
Local Clear Channel.
And
the Clear Channel station locally.
I like what you brought up, Tracy, about this FM stations, though, because the FM talk station in Pittsburgh does extremely well.
And see, remember, music radio is really going to diminish because everyone's going to their
internet,
and right now with the new cars and everything going towards Bluetooth, everything's going through your phones. So all that's really making a difference.
But
I think they're going to switch some of the FMs to talk radio.
But without radio, how do people hear new music? How do they find out about new music?
Because you have iHeart, you have other means to make that happen.
All right.
Because
you got XM
music that they want. They have XM. They have all kinds of ways to get to your music that's not radio. And I think they're going to flip some of their lower rated music stations, and they're going to flip them to talk radio because talk radio
is
still hot in the market.
Advertising revenue in the radio industry right now. It's a lot easier to generate for a talk show than it is for an all-music show.
Correct.
But then also, what I was about to say was that on a grassroots level, this would actually be a good thing because the people are still there. People still have their values, and most people do. And if the market does change, like Alex was saying, it might hurt the mainstream Republican guard. But as far as like, I don't hate to say it, but people like Ron Paul's people supporters, and if you give these smaller market people a chance, and you take the Rush Limbaugh, you know, people telling you Ron Paul never had a shot in the Republican like Sean Hannity, and you take those guys off, it may have changed, because quite frankly, I was thinking about this, you know, when Alex talked one time, we was talking about how Ron Paul was cheated with his delegates. Stuff like that would actually get more spotlight if it wasn't Ron Paul. I mean, what's his face? Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. When somebody calls and makes a point about Ron Paul, those guys have marching orders, so to speak. Even though they're conservative, they have marching orders.
They push people off and marginalize people. You got that wrong. They don't have marching orders. What happens is, we, as talk radio show hosts, we have our own ideal. And everything we do is to shape our ideas into public thought.
Right.
And so if we don't agree with it or we don't want you to know something, we hold on to you and don't tell it. No one tells us what to say. But that's just how it works. They don't have to call us on the phone and say we don't want to tell you what to say.
Nobody's telling you what to say. But it's funny.
My point.
All the major people that got big shows – think a certain way about Trayvon. They think a certain way about reparations. They think
Alabama.
A certain way about a lot of stuff.
But that's not because they have marching orders. What it is because...
That's what they believe.
You want to see outside and take a picture? Go ahead. Walk around.
That's what they believe.
That's just what they believe. And
right.
they just go by what they believe, whether they're right or wrong.
Right.
If you remember Alabama, that Rush Limbaugh was no fan of John McCain. I mean,
yeah.
And he beats Lindsey Graham to stay up.
Right.
Rush Limbaugh he don't endorse people. He just, I mean, he pushes when.
But
it doesn't matter. It's not about endorsing, it's about spin.
Right.
It's about
look, if Rush Limbaugh had got behind Ron Paul, I'm going to give you a good example.
He doesn't agree with Ron Paul.
The problem is this. I see what you're saying about not agreeing. But it comes to a point where it's either the baby or the bathwater. You could throw the whole thing out.
You're trying to look at this from a talk show radio caller or listener. It's another thing in the business of it.
Mm-hmm.
The business of it is totally different. They don't have to call you and tell you what they want you to
say. Okay, I'm
going to
give you a good example.
Michael Reagan.
I called Michael Reagan one time about MTV.
Wait a minute. You can't tell somebody to go ahead and keep on talking. Go ahead.
But everybody got
Rush Limbaugh.
Not for long. Go ahead.
Is Rush Limbaugh, is he allowed to endorse politicians? That's one thing I would think of.
Sure,
yeah. But he never does.
Because we're smart.
That's not true.
Right.
For example, Alabama, Glenn Beck thinks that Ron Paul's a Looney Tune, but he has Rand Paul on constantly.
I like Rand Paul.
But again,
Rand Paul makes sense. Ron Paul does not.
Yeah.
Ron Paul's too far.
I think he's out there.
He's crazy in areas. He's like a savant.
Where was he? That's the thing. Where was he crazy?
What he talked about, but it doesn't matter whether Iran gets a nuclear weapon or not. That's foolish.
Yeah.
That's utter foolishness for somebody that wants it.
He ain't never said that, so, you know.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it's just...
And you're going to waste the time talking about everybody should smoke weed. It should be legal. No, you talk about balancing the budget and fixing other injustices that affect millions of people.
Well, that's the media. No, what they're trying to do is paint him as crazy so they find the most far-fetched part that they think that most Americans can line up with and spend that time talking about it.
Out of his mouth.
It comes out of their mouth. He could simply say, look, I'm not here to talk about that today. Barney Frank had no trouble telling Bill O'Reilly what he was there to talk about. You know, you got to speak up. You as the guest.
Listen,
listen. Hold on. The number is 347-945-5229. And I want to welcome AJ's mom and his sister. They came in to bring him lunch, and so we got to stop and say hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What kind of? You've got them trained. They bring you lunch.
Yeah, she's my mom.
And
it's not a family show.
That's what she does.
No, I don't know. Difference of mothers in different parts of the.
I offered you lunch. You didn't want lunch. Your mom brings you lunch. You call mom, bring me lunch. I'm hungry. She brings you lunch. What kind of mess is that?
Well, you're not my mom.
So?
She's my mom. She.
You rely on your mom for your food.
Yeah. We were talking about that earlier. About
you don't rely on anybody else?
When you move to that big radio station in another big city, who's going to bring you lunch then?
My wife?
No. Are you married?
No.
I'll either pack my own lunch or she'll be like, hey, sweetie, I'm bringing you lunch. I mean,
you really think that women will continue to be like wives and mothers in the future? Because right now we're teaching women, you know, get your own.
Some woman make me learn.
That's
let
right.
me learn.
I don't know.
You lunch,
I'll pack
her.
My own if I have to, but if she wants
like
to, she
Jetson.
Can, you know. Yeah.
I made him pack his own lunch when he was working.
When I worked last summer, I had to pack my own lunch. That is true.
Okay.
But there was stuff that she bought that I packed.
And then he paid his sister to do it.
I used to pay my sister $1 to pack my lunch.
Smart.
My older sister.
She's a capitalist. I love her. That's right. Tell her you need a raise this year. Every year, go up.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wanted to welcome him. I want to say you have such a great son. I've enjoyed having him with me today, and he's always welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Alabama, hold up. So, Alex, I got to go back to your comment. I think that what's happening is the radio is changing, and they're trying to corner the market and reshape it.
Yeah.
It has absolutely nothing to do with messaging and anything like that. We know that American Air Radio, left-wing radio, does not work because people on the left don't listen to current events, nor do they talk about it. They are mobilized, and they're low-information voters for the majority of them.
Right. I would agree on that.
And so what they're doing is they're reshaping the spectrums and how they do business, because you can't make the same kind of money when your market share is diminishing the way it is, because people are now listening to their phone, their music on phones. You got Pandora, you got radio, you got all these other sites, you got iTunes. Everybody's hooked to something. You got iHeart. It's not working.
Right.
And so talk radio is the only thing that's really going to boost the radio market. And you can't get rid of radio, because in the case of a national disaster or anything like that, radio is the only constant there is.
Right.
They were saying that Clear Channel was asking for more money than Cumulus felt like they were worth. And so
I believe that.
So that's really what made the deal fall through.
Well, that's a good thing.
So I don't know.
And it's more asking and paying.
I'm not saying that they're going to they will completely go off the air, because they have their fan base, so they would definitely get they're definitely going to stay on the air. But I think that a lot of people will no longer be getting that same information especially when it goes into, you know, election cycles and things like that. You know, you're going to have people who aren't going to be as informed on that whole Republican spin that you guys put out there. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be limited. I think they're not going to be controlled, because they really don't control the content like you think. But I do believe they're going to be marginalized when it comes to because they're not going to come out their markets. Their fan base is there and they're solid. It is Joe over there. So they're not marginalized. You know, I think what's happening is they're going to put all their eggs in one basket, and the handle on the basket can possibly break, and that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a problem whatsoever. They're going to concentrate their ability to make money, and they're going to become huge, mega media here, owning the biggest brand that there are.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, my issue is not today. I'm talking about when everybody owns, when you have a monopoly on something,
mm-hmm.
then you can control it.
Hmm. Well, I got you.
That's my concern.
Well,
go ahead and finish. But I
that's what I'm saying. They have it. They have Rush. They have Hannity. They have whoever. Glenn. But Glenn, I love Glenn's radio show. I love his TV show, actually. I love both. Mm-hmm. Glenn Beck is probably...
But he's number three, but I'm saying off the grid as far as, you know, his popularity has soared, but as far as he's already taken himself and made himself over. He owns his own property. He's not coming back in to negotiate like that. Right. He's not like Sean Hannity. Hannity's still beholden.
He's still on radio.
He's still on radio, but he's still not as
he goes where he wants
Rush
to go, does what he wants
Rush
to do.
Rush is still tied to radio. Glenn Beck can walk away from radio and still succeed.
Yes.
Well, I don't think so.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, he can.
Well, he used to be on Fox News.
He walked away from Fox and still thrived.
He walked
away
from Fox News TV and went to his own TV
right.
network.
Right, but I'm saying
he's created his own
empire.
It's like
right.
Glenn Beck Nation.
Yeah. If Glenn Beck drops off of radio, he's finished.
I don't know.
I don't believe that.
Glenn Beck,
no way.
He's
no.
out.
No way.
Reason why
no.
I say, listen to my logic. Reason why I say, when you're not in the ears of everybody, they forget about you.
But he is. That's
but
what
he's
we're
picking
saying.
Up. But he's picking up his Blaze Radio, his Blaze TV network is picking up more. Providers.
His internet presence is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand
so
that.
If he comes off of radio, you're not off. You don't like it. You're like here in Youngstown, you can't find him anymore. He hasn't lost his market share.
He won't be mainstream. I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
No.
Hey, we'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'll turn off the phones in the chat room. You guys can continue the conversation. Rand Paul. Rand Paul. They were talking about Rand Paul before we went to break, and about talk radio and about Rush going
right.
over to Clear Channel,
mm-hmm.
and Sean Hannity. Jeff. I don't think so.
You don't think so? What?
I think when we talk about Glenn Beck,
mm-hmm.
Glenn Beck is creating an empire of his own.
I agree.
In a new medium. And as a matter of fact, he is before the curve. So
okay.
he's got more stability because where we're headed right now, even with what we do here, it's all about making sure that we have a major online presence because if you look at the new cars, no one, even if you listen to talk radio, you will not be listening to talk radio on terrestrial radio. The only time that you really, the way things are going right now, the only way that you're going to head up a terrestrial radio for real
mm-hmm.
is when you hear that go beep, 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 and you're going to turn it on and find out what the weather conditions are, period.
Yeah.
Once again, when you're talking about being effective, not just popular, because your people are going to flock to you anyway, but your detractors are not going to flock to you, okay? That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And when your detractors don't flock to you, you don't have a chance to proselytize. And when you... Yes, sir?
No, go ahead. Finish.
And when you don't have a chance to proselytize, you cannot change your mind. So my point is that, you know, they're going... You know, if Glenn Beck drops off a radio, I'm not saying he's not going to have a great following and make money. I'm saying he's not going to be very effective because he's going to be preaching to the choir.
No, what I'm saying to you is he won't be preaching to the choir because the way that the wind is blowing right now, the choir does not go. The people are not going to radio to get information anymore.
Oh, that's not true. It's still the number one medium.
I agree, but
uh-huh.
they're still not going to radio as they did because of, and when I say this, I'm not talking about our generation. I want to go back to AJ's generation.
Right.
AJ, you listen to talk radio, but
yeah.
where do you listen on talk radio at?
What do you mean?
Where do you listen to talk radio? Do you listen on the phone or do you listen
no,
to radio?
I listen to radio.
What about your friends?
They probably listen to radio too. What I do is either I'm going to be either listening to it on the radio or I'm going to be listening to it on iHeart, on the internet. But you're still listening to an actual radio person. It's not, you know
no,
what I mean?
We're talking about where you live.
Yeah. Or where I live.
No,
where
you
live.
What device do you use most often?
Just an actual radio. Is it a device? Is what
not
I
your, not your computer, not your
not,
phone.
No, I use an actual radio. And
okay.
I'll listen to, yeah, and I'll, yeah.
Okay.
But here's what I was going to go back to what you said about Glenn Beck. It depends on how long he drops off, is what I think. I think that if Glenn Beck is off for a long time
mm-hmm.
and looking for something, he's not going to get the following, like you said. But if he's off and he comes right back onto something new,
well, yeah.
he'll be fine.
But Glenn Beck has nothing. I mean, Glenn Beck isn't in this fight because he owns his own.
Right.
I mean, he's not. But I think Glenn Beck, with the infrastructure he has in place, could
mm-hmm.
go off of terrestrial radio, and it might cause him a bump in the road.
Yeah.
But it's not going to slow him down.
No,
because,
not at all.
Because he'll be right back on through iHeart, through the internet,
right.
through all of the other mediums. He's picking up new station, new cable providers all the time.
Right.
I mean, I think give him 5, 6, 8 years, he's going to be taken on Fox.
Well, plus, don't forget, he has the support of other. I mean, Glenn Beck's got the support of Rush Limbaugh. He's got
no,
the
he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
No. He is all his own. The
no.
Blaze.
I'm
the
saying he will. He would. Rush would support Glenn if he needed to.
No,
he wouldn't.
No. That's what you call a rival.
Yeah.
Because
it's a feeding frenzy. Then.
Yeah.
No. See, what you have to understand, what Glenn Beck has done. Is he has done something that probably hasn't been done in 25, 30, 40 years, is he has started his very own television network
yeah.
from scratch.
Yeah.
And
I
he started on
that.
The internet, and he got enough money together to where now he's starting to pick up cable providers,
right.
which more people watch cable than over the antenna anymore.
That's true.
True.
And also another thing about Beck is he has no investors.
Yeah.
He owns it all outright.
And the thing is, he is a modest. What is happening is he is modest in his living.
Right.
TV is fine, once
right.
again. And that will keep him there. That will keep him in the public so that he is still able to proselytize. But if he
Jeff,
only was on internet,
to, oh, Jeff,
nothing.
Today, Jeff. You're right. If he goes off radio today,
mm-hmm.
he's in trouble. But I'm forecasting in 5 to 10 years, if he goes off radio, because the way, if you look at the trends, I mean, things are changing so rapidly. It is,
Jeff,
the medium is just different.
Jeff, if you want to listen to the Glenn Beck radio program from 9 to noon, how many different places can you listen to that program?
Here, just one.
No.
No.
You can listen to it on. You can listen to it on your cable provider.
But you made a statement.
You can listen it. You can listen to it on terrestrial radio. You can listen to it on the internet for free. I believe you can go to glennbeckgut.com and listen for free.
Okay.
So basically, right now you have access to that radio program no matter where you are at if you want to listen to it.
Hear me out. I get the people that are non-conservatives on the radio here and on some of the TV, because I refuse to listen to MSNBC for more than 15 minutes at a time. I can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put a blood pressure cuff on and, you know, I'm reacting, you know, vehemently here. So my point is this. We're going to be, in a sense, you're going to be marginalized on who you can get, because people are going to become polarized by the internet and by the TV thing, because you made a statement, Sticks. You said, if you want to listen to, you can get him in all these places. But the thing is the only thing that matters to cause change is so when those you're able to speak and maybe somebody inadvertently has to listen to you, and then hear what you're
Jeff,
saying.
Jeff, do you think that the local Democrat chairman is listening to Glenn Beck on the station out of Newcastle?
No.
Which is where you listen to Glenn Beck here if you're in Youngstown.
I listen out of Cleveland, 1100.
But you can't. But let me put it this way: your independence, they're going to turn on new. We tend to think, let me say it this way, we tend to think that people pay attention to the news and what's going on politically and what's going on for current events like we did. And your talk radio market is a very segmented market, and there are talk radio people. Majority of people, that's why it has been well on AM for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
saved AM.
Absolutely. But now we are going into the transition where AM is going to become the FM, and the FM and the AM is going to become block programming specialty markets. It won't be talk radio. I believe that with all my heart.
Okay.
Because things will change. The only thing is because music has changed, how you get your music has changed, distribution has changed, and they're trying to get on the forefront of it. If you look at the Glenn Becks, I don't think the message will become watered down, but how you get your messaging will be different. Just like how you receive your mailing. Meta tags and all of the spying that we talk about and metadata and Googling and, you know, all Facebook, everything is evolving and changing. And as convergence continues to take place and technology tends to soar inside the world, it's all going to change. And I don't think it's going to affect the outcomes, because terrestrial radio, I pray it stays forever, but I hope it's not your only course.
Well, for example, I watch the local news on our local broadcast television channels.
Right.
And unless there's a sporting event I want to watch, I never turn them on again. I watch zero local television.
This weird, but you're weird. Six, you're weird.
No, I don't either. I watch the news.
I watch history. I watch Discovery.
Well, yeah, but I will come and I watch Scandal when it comes back. But that's two
okay.
places out of the whole week, other than news.
Yeah, they don't have
any programming for me.
They don't have the hold that they used to.
But
I mean,
what I'm saying is pretty soon you're going to be able to shape your cable channel to your own design.
Once again. You're making my point for me.
So when I talk about Glenn Beck, you're going to be receiving, as things go, as we become stronger, better batteries in your phones become stronger, you're going to start receiving your radio signals through your phones, which is going to take away from your regular terrestrial signals with the sticks.
But you can already do that.
And that's what I'm. And so you can already do that.
I could do it right on here.
Right. So now, with that said, you won't be holding. I told AJ earlier, I said, if you want to start your own radio show, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You go on the Internet, and there are thousands of people that are starting their own radio shows and their own talk radio shows. His mom hides her head. And so it is. It's there, it's for the taking, and Glenn Beck is blazing the trail for where terrestrial talk radio is going to go.
I was surprised when you told me, not trying to change things, but back what we were talking about before, I was surprised you told me that Rush Limbaugh wouldn't support him, because back in 2009, Rush had an interview on the Today Show, like I was telling you guys about earlier, and the interviewer asked him, do you worry about the new kid on the block, Glenn Beck? And Rush said, absolutely not. He goes, I look at it the way of look what I've spawned. And I'm quoting Rush. He said, look what I've spawned. And he goes, Glenn Beck, he goes, back in 1986, he goes, I am the only conservative talk show host on the air. And he goes, but now look at talk radio. Look at conservative talk show, you know, radio. And he goes, I am not threatened by Glenn Beck at all. He goes, and he seems like he would support Glenn Beck.
Mm-hmm. Threatened is one thing. Support is another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you say support, what do you mean to support?
I would say if someone said, "Hey, do you support Glenn Beck's show?" Would you say, you know, if they asked Rush, "Do you support Glenn Beck's show? Do you support what he's doing?" And if he said, if you asked him today, I think he'd say yes.
Yeah, he would, but that's not
support. Support's writing a check.
Support is making sure that you partner and share.
Support is actively buying.
I respect you as a competitor, even if I don't support you.
Right, and I don't think another reason why Rush wouldn't probably support him, like when you're saying with like checks. How many people supported Rush when he first started on the radio? How many people actually gave him checks?
Every advertiser he had.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying
I'm
is by support. When you say support in business,
you're talking about dollars.
We're talking dollars and cents.
I totally get it.
Rush Limbaugh calls Glenn Beck and says, "Hey, I want to buy ad time on your program."
But that won't happen. This is what I like to see. If you have a television network, I'd like to see Glenn Beck, because Glenn Beck's not going to talk 24/7. I'd like to see Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh all go into the into a format to where they would go back to back on their 24-hour. Then do talk radio and do it all, because you can do all of it.
And Glenn Beck started that. He just hasn't paired up with, because he has the Blaze Radio now,
which is
internet radio, and he has his core group of talk show hosts on that.
Correct. But he doesn't. Yeah. I like to
but he doesn't have Beck and or he doesn't have Hannity and Limbaugh.
Right. And so if you look at the television network, it would be great to have the Rush Limbaugh show on the Blaze Network TV network.
But he can't. That can't work because that's our time slot for this.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. I agree with you 1,000%. But you just lose your ability to proselytize and under certain media, because they're not going to tune into you on the radio. They're not going to search for Glenn Beck on the internet or.
What I'm saying
on the TV,
and what I'm saying is, what's happening, what's coming in the future, you're not going to have to search for them. They'll search for you.
Right.
Not my point. You're still making my point.
What I'm saying to you is, in the future, where you know how you would turn the dial, and the only way that you would find the dial is if you turn the dial.
Mm-hmm.
What's getting ready to happen is the dial is going to come and knock on your own door now, just based upon who you are. Because you're going to be able to shape your own radio network.
Is that a bad thing, though?
Yeah, it is.
It is to me,
it
in
is.
A sense. Like I said, I like the idea of public broadcast, and especially like the idea of radio, because so many people get caught up by turning channels on the radio. When you go and you put in your browser a topic or station, you're going directly to that station.
Yeah.
You're not passing go collecting $200.
Right.
So you're not being affected by any other impetus but except what you're going for.
Right.
So I'm saying it's a good thing for him financially, and so that's well, because his people are finding him.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to be found. But for those that you want to affect, that has to come once again in the public sector, and it has to be on open broadcast radio, open broadcast TV.
Right, and I think that the big thing is, like, when you go to, like, iHeartRadio, you have two choices. You can either create your own station where, let's say I typed in Kenny Chesney, and then I wanted a station just, you know, specifically
when the
for
sun goes down.
Right, right. And I have that. I have my own station there. But you can also listen to radio stations like this, like, you know, WSOM 600, and I like that.
And see, what is happening is we are becoming the production foundation for the World Wide Web and for the new mediums. What we do here,
yeah.
But this is only a layered effect. You have to have it all. And the way things are, Glenn Beck has now blazed the trail to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alabama, you were saying something. I think Alex, you brought this up. Go ahead.
Well, if Alabama ain't going to say anything, I'm just, you know, I think y'all should listen to Ron Paul's radio channel. That's what I think. his radio channel is pretty good. But you know, what I want to say real quick.
Alex, is it as good as ours?
I have a statement too, Alex.
Hold on. I got two questions, Alex. Is it as good as mine? And are you coming home for Labor Day?
It's almost as good as yours, Tracy. And
that's good. Good answer.
And yes, I'm coming home for Labor Day.
That's good. It means we're going to have Alex in the studio Labor Day. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say real quick about, like, Hannity and Rush. You know, I think that it would be that Cumulus, the reason why they try to broker these deals with, like, say, Clear Channel would try to broker deals like this with Cumulus is because they don't want to tie up all of their resources just on talk radio. That's like, what, 6 hours during a day just on talk radio? That's not a good business decision, you know, because business people try to minimize risk. And when you have people like Rush, he's losing sponsors. You know, it seems like every month he's losing, like, you know, quite millions of dollars in sponsorship. So, you know, that's something to really think about. That, you know, in terms of a sound business decision is what, you know, I don't think Clear Channel would put them on, or, you know, make sure that they're on, you know, because it would pose a significant business risk in doing that. Putting staking your business on these two guys.
Exactly, but I don't think it's because they're on talk radio. It's just because they're those two guys. I know for a fact that 3 years ago, Clear Channel put out a cattle call for 100 new radio hosts. The biggest problem they're having now, as Tracy said and Jeff said, there's so many places you can get content from. Yeah, the biggest problem is the content producer rules. I've had 3 offers in the last 2 weeks. One of them was to go international on a new international teaching channel. And this content is what's going to do it. You're right, Alex. In one way, you can't keep repeating the same thing over and over again all day long. But there's tons of talk show hosts now that have a following. And I also see some stations aren't even carrying the full 3 hours of somebody. They're only carrying 1 or 2 hours, and they fit them in as almost interstitial. And but talk radio seems to engage. And Jeff, to answer your question, it's not going to be mainstream media that drives traffic. It's going to be Twitter. It's going to be Facebook. It's going to be the social media that's going to drive traffic and let folks know you're out there.
Especially
with RSS feeds you can put up on your blog. I was just looking at a piece of software today that allows me to set up an RSS feed on my own Twitter account that basically I have 30,000 people that are blogging, and if any of them have anything on a very specific topic like ethanol, I can get those tweets resent as if they came from me. You know, I mean, you give them credit for it, but I can automatically retweet that without even me touching it, which only drives more traffic to the work I'm doing in small-scale ethanol production. So I just think content is going to who rules, and then you have to be incredibly social media savvy to drive traffic to where you're presenting the content.
So going back to and if you look at what's going on with the advertising of radio, it's just different.
Very.
And I just don't. I mean, I think it's important, and I love being on it, but we have to evolve, because if you go back to Stereo 99, those of us who are locally, we remember that. You can't find Stereo 99 in that type of music anywhere on the radio dial.
What is Stereo 99?
Never even heard of that.
Elevator music that we used to have when we were kids.
You're talking about, oh, my God.
That's what I mean, when we were kids. when we were kids, FM was all elevator music and polkas.
Right.
Yeah.
You cannot find anything like that. Things have changed so drastically. And the where you get your news, it's like the newspapers. Newspapers are having a hard time holding on because things have changed so. And even though radio is still strong, radio is evolving slowly and it's changing. And as I said, I don't like Rush and Sean Hannity going all to one house, because with them going to all to one house, that gives one house too much control over how it is. Because once you come off, it's kind of hard to turn around and come back. So once you put somebody in and their ratings go up, what happens when you have a bad day? Or I no longer like Tracy Winbush again. That means I can tell Tracy goodbye. And because I have Tracy on all my stations and nowhere else, Tracy's off.
But then you go to
That's
the RSS letter and the Lawrence Welk business model. They own their property. Lawrence Welk was on TV, 37 years on Saturday night?
Correct.
Probably mm-hmm. most of us didn't watch him every night for the 37 years.
Well,
but
even
when he was popular, he had advertisers throwing money at him. When he wasn't, he was using his own money just to buy the spot and control his space.
Well, I believe Rush owns his own. But again, once you leave your house and you take all your cookies and you move them all in one house, what happens if the house burns down?
But you know, you also have things like Blog Talk Radio and all these other internet groupings that you can go to. And again, social media. You'll just have to get good at driving people to your new address. You'd put a forwarding address like you do with the post office.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Oh, I like that song. Too bad it cut off. Alex, are you from the Youngstown area?
SOMAM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And I've had a real weird day with music, haven't I? I've been all over the place. I mean, I've had a little rock and roll, a little country, a little rhythm and blues, a little pop, and I ended up with Jimmy Buffett. How you like that?
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett.
I know how Jimmy Buffett feels.
I'm trying to find the song to change us.
That's David Bowie.
Yeah, but I couldn't find it.
Really? Oh, yeah,
I can't find it.
That's not the title, is it?
Yeah. Well, that's when you played with.
Well, you need the Mesa then.
I need the.
You had her up there before.
Who?
Mesa.
What was that last song about?
I don't know. It was supposed to be Changes in Attitudes, but it wasn't working.
It was Ground Control to Uncle Tom. What was that?
Here you go, Not So Blind.
Come on, man.
Here you go.
There it is.
Okay.
That's the one I was looking for.
We're going to pull Not So Blind Mike's red cane. With the white tip.
Yeah.
It's white cane with a red tip, ain't it?
Yes,
no.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, how do you know? You don't know.
Because
you can feel colors, huh?
No.
Mike, you can count money, can't you?
No, actually, I can't.
Yeah, they don't put a braille. That ought to be something that they do for money. They need to put Braille on it.
For as many regulations as they have for everything else, they put Braille on it.
They have these little pocket scanners. They have these currency scanners that you can buy for a couple of $100. And you pass the bill over, and it tells you what denomination and what country it's from.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on.
Good one.
So you mean to tell me they capitalize on the blind people? They're going to sell you something that counts money for a couple $100?
Oh, Tracy, you have no idea how bad it gets. Matter of fact, we just did accounting on this over the weekend. Since 1986, when I bought my first computer and then had to make it talk with special software so it would speak to me, and the type of computers I have to buy with special architecture and using commercial OS operating systems where instead of tech support being $25 an incident, it's $400 an incident, and then pay an annual licensing fee of $250 to $400 a year to keep the $2,000 piece of software up to date, on and on. I have spent, since 1986, $280,000 that I had to earn first just to be able to do with what you could do with a $600 laptop off a store shelf. Send an email and write a Word document and fill in a spreadsheet.
Wow.
Because I'm competing in the free market against blind agencies in states that receive federal funding. So the people that invent all this software and invent all these rip-off speech cards and everything else that will talk and handle the software, they have no reason to ever drop their price because it's federally funded to these state agencies. And if you're not part of an agency and you're not one of their clients, you know, I mean, there's stuff, if I handed it and put it in your hand and told you what it cost, you would think that drugs is the wrong business to be in. That it's more profitable.
Tell us how you really feel.
Okay, you guys know about sound. Okay, 8-bit sound technology. It's pretty old, isn't it, guys?
Yeah.
The 8-bit sound external sound card for blind people. It's about the size of a cassette tape. It has a power supply, a volume control, and a cable that connects it to your computer. They finally came down in price to $850 a box. They used to be $1,200. You can go online, and you can't even find 8-bit sound cards, but when you did, they were $3 a piece.
So, Mike, did I really hit a topic that really gets under your skin? I think I did.
I think so.
Just checking, because you've just given me a 6-minute dissertation on how they rip the blind people off.
But what I'm saying is, I'm blessed enough that at least I can go to work hard enough.
No.
What about the people who can't?
You have just let us know that they're ripping the blind people off.
Oh, they are.
Because I can tell. And it really gets under your skin when you find out how much money you have to spend. Because I didn't know it was that bad.
So the next time
you
complain that LensCrafters charged them $200 for a pair of glasses, punch them in the face for me, will you?
Oh, no. Mike, they do. Lens Crafters does rip people off, too.
Is a lot of this cost because a lot of this stuff is subsidized?
No. It's because they can.
Because they have no reason, because it's not in the free market. It's all considered, it's like the orphan drugs that they have that cost $10,000 a pill. It's proprietary.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's selected group needs it, and you can't live without it. Yeah. You can't function without it. I'm the only one with it. Yeah. So if you want to see your computer, call me, and I'll help you see for a nominal fee.
Yeah.
Pay the piper.
And it's all copyrighted.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
copyrighted,
even
extend
the patents on this stuff to go beyond the 17 years, so you can't even breed competition. They'll extend your patent.
Tomorrow, I want to say this. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about Canfield Fair.
No, Columbiana County Fair. Canfield Fair is next month.
It's 4 weeks. Columbiana County Fair.
Right.
Can I come out there and do? I want it. Jeff, we should have done a
don't
lot.
Let her come sing you all. I mean, no, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
We could do a live broadcast on there.
Yeah.
But let's do a live broadcast down there.
I want to do a live broadcast down there.
I like animals.
Live on location.
Live on, yeah.
Animals. All kind of animals.
No, I want to do
a little
go down there. Let's go interview 4-H kids. 4-H kids are fun.
I have a lot of friends that do 4-H.
I want to go interview the people that do the tractor pulls.
We can do that, too. I know a lot of those people, too.
I want to talk to the people about, the horses and the cows and the pigs and the kittens and the
chicken. And the waffle cones and the sausage sandwiches.
And the deep-fried Oreos.
No. You have to learn.
Okay.
I want to see if those tractors are strong enough to move the Democrats off of some of their thoughts.
No. 692, your mic is on.
Yeah, get this blind guy off. I mean, I feel bad he's blind, but, you know, he's complaining he's got to pay for things. You're blind. Like, what do you think? Everything's going to be free? You're blind. They're creating software for a small part of the population, and you think it's going to be cheap? It's going to be expensive to be in the if you want to function with sightseeing people, you're going to have to pay more. What does he want to get, like Radio Shack for the blind or something? Come on, he's complaining that it costs more to be blind. Isn't that kind of... Duh, yeah, we know it costs more to be blind. Come on, get this guy off.
4-0.
Not that 4-4-0. We don't want it.
That's not 4-4-0.
No.
I think there ought to be a federal law passed that you guys have to continue to use pencils so I can go back to the street corner and earn a living. I want a federal law to protect me. I want a union.
No. Not so blind, you were
the
first blind
pencil
blind
workers
man.
Of America.
Listen, you are blowing it because you're the first blind man that went to school in America. So guess what?
Yeah.
You need to go ahead and form that because you'll work out right away. Because if you notice, the fast food workers are on strike because they want $15 an hour to work at the burger joint. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of fool is going to buy a burger with people that are making $15 an hour?
Depends how much you make it.
Well, McDonald's, you have to pay up. You can cash your check at McDonald's to buy a hamburger.
I stopped at Wendy's on the way. $6.25 for a double meal. If it goes to $7.25, I'm packing a bologna sandwich.
Hold on. Don't mention bologna, because bologna used to be a poor man's meal. Have you bought a pound of bologna?
99 cents a pound.
Amen.
Where?
The place where you refuse to go.
Oh, well, if I refuse to go there, I ain't going.
She don't go.
She won't go to Walmart.
I'm going to Walmart.
Oh, she'll go to. Don't
go to Walmart.
Go to,
where do you go? And you don't want to know what you don't want to know what's in bologna, anyways.
Or
I know
dogs.
What's in bologna.
Or hot dogs.
What's the little Italian market? They have one in Austintown.
Ruly
Brothers.
Bologna is high.
Go to Ruly Brothers.
They didn't pay for that. Go down there and tell them.
I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna talk to him.
Where do you go, Tracy? Where do you go?
Huh?
Where do you go? If you don't go to Walmart, where do you go? Walmart basically owns the world.
Where do you go? Bottom dollar.
Bottom dollar food?
No.
Chinese?
AJ, you got to hear this stuff.
All right.
She'll go to Sam's Club. I told her, I says, the money all ends up in Bentonville, but she just can't quite grab it.
You know, Sam's Club and Walmart,
but
you know, they...
Let me explain.
Okay.
We don't have a Costco.
I have no choice. And let me, and when I say
they
this,
go to Walmart.
But I, no, I don't go to Walmart.
You
won't. Why?
Walmart.
You go to Sam's Club. You go to Sam's Club. You go to Walmart.
But I don't spend in Sam's Club. Like I will. I don't spend in Sam's Club like other people do, unless I have to.
I like bulk.
I like
bulk. Sam's Club is what
I
want.
But if I can get to
bulk.
Costco, I'll be at Costco. I like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's.
Just well, Whole Foods is you got to be health minded to go to Whole Foods.
Save
That's
a lot.
What I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So
I go to the Amish market. I go to the market. The
Vibish do.
Which
I go down to the Valley Marketplace.
What did you learn last Wednesday about the Amish market?
I always say hello to the Amish when you mention Amish. Vibish do.
Amish stores
are
salvage stores.
Amish are using the same seeds and the same fertilizer as everybody else.
So, I'm not going to Walmart.
All kidding aside, but
I don't like
this guy.
This is my first day here, and I'm already like, what?
I don't like Walmart.
I'm loving this.
I like you, but I don't like that you don't like Walmart.
But I don't like Walmart. And let me tell you why. Walmart, I don't like Walmart business practices. And so since I don't like Walmart business, you have to realize it took me years to go back to Wendy's ever since I saw, what's her name, who does the fashion style show. I have a problem when you start selling sex for hamburgers and the sex had nothing to do with the hamburger. I have issues with that. They had a woman flying off.
That means you ain't going to Carl's Jr.
That's what I'm saying. Carl's Jr. is owned by Purina. Absolutely not.
What difference does it make?
What's wrong with Purina?
Purina make dog food. Nope, don't, not going.
If they got, listen.
Yeah, if you want to live, you got to, my pastor, I always say he lives at Walmart. We always said he lives because I'll be like, where'd you get that? Oh, I got that at Walmart.
I don't like Walmart.
Philip Morris owns Kraft.
But
I don't
she'll
like
go
Kraft
to,
either.
You hear that, guys?
And only if I take that back, I like Miracle Whip.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you like
so I'm guessing if you don't like Walmart, I'm guessing you don't like Great Value stuff then, right? You know the Great Value stuff that they
sell
at Walmart?
No.
Tracy.
No.
You don't buy that from the regular store?
No.
Okay.
No.
You don't buy the white can?
No.
White can with the black
Great Value on it?
Oh, I do.
No.
I do.
No.
We have that stuff.
I need to know who to go sue. I'm not that much of a Republican that I won't sue you.
Wait a minute. You got... You know who they are.
And it's black and white and it says dog food? No. Not buying it. I want to know who made it and where it came from with an address on the back.
Oh, the white can with the black word coffee on it?
No.
No, bad coffee.
No.
Tried it once.
That's what I'm saying, no. Just because it's, I'm finding out, just because it's cheap doesn't make it good.
We used to get cigarettes like that when I was in the Navy. White pack, black letters.
That's a bad deal. That's what I'm saying. Cigarettes.
25
no.
cents a pack.
Definitely not.
Not a,
no, don't like Walmart. They have bad business practices. They're putting America out of work.
No, they have.
No, they're not.
Okay, they don't have a union.
Within 5 to 8 years or 10 years at the outside, they'll be taken over by Dollar. Their market position will be taken by Dollar General.
Dollar General's everywhere.
I don't care.
Oh, my gosh. They are everywhere.
I'm still not going to Walmart.
Wait, what about Dollar General? You go to Dollar General?
If I have to.
If you have to. Okay, Tracy, it's grocery shopping time at home. Where do you go?
I like to go to locally owned grocers.
Okay.
So well, I like Ruley's. I like IGA.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do locally owned restaurants. I try not to do big box chains because they make a difference to local families. And so I really, really try to do the local market. I even try to do the local hardware stores, you know.
Like what about like Ace?
Because Ace is franchised. So the people out, Camel Hardware and... I try to do the local thing.
Yeah.
Where I can go in there, shake the owner's hand every now and then if they happen to be in the store and they're stacked. Because if we continue to go to the big boxes, we are putting them out of business. And see, when we want something locally, when we need a cake for, you know, somebody died, Walmart doesn't step up and give us what we need. But Mr. Nimmons does. You know, Henry Nimmons steps up when we say that we want
it. Of course.
He steps up and says, well, listen, I need to do this for my so-and-so. He steps up and writes the check. He steps up and he gives us the food that we're having a football bash. He steps up and donates the food that we cook.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Walmart, Target, Kmart, none of them will step up and do that. By the time you get done going through all their paperwork, you might as well drop dead.
What if you have
but the opposite side of that coin is my local hardware store that I do business with. I love to do business with them. I can afford to pay 10% more for an item, especially a big item. I can't afford to pay three times. And there's an awful lot of items that he carries that if I buy that item from him instead of, say, Lowe's or Home Depot, I got to pay three times for it what they charge.
And I understand that. And the reason why is because Walmart dictates what they pay, and if you want to do business with them, you will pay them what they want. And so I understand it. So those things that I understand, and I do, sometimes I go online because I am cheap. I'm very thrift. But if I can buy it at my hometown, homegrown, homespun store where I can go knock on the door and say, listen, we're getting ready to have a fundraiser for thus and so, and can you help me out? I want to help them because I want them to help me. I don't, see, Henry Nimmons will.
But you won't go buy a 4-H calf.
But let me say this. Henry Nimmons will come and advertise with me, but you have yet to have Walmart come in here and say, listen, we'll help you out, try to do what you're going
to
do.
Well, the thing is we have to talk to Walmart.
No, you talk. By the time you get done talking to Walmart, Jeff, you will be a grandfather.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you have to make the first strike.
You do. You go in there, and they tell you who their agency is, and they tell you they don't buy local shows. They only buy national shows.
National shows,
so,
right.
Again.
That makes sense.
It does not benefit the small person. So as a small business person, I'm here to help a small business person like, you know, the fireworks guy. I'll see you guys on tomorrow. God bless and have a good day. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Thank you all who listened in, who called in, and we'll see you on tomorrow. God bless, and thank you, AJ, for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I will be back.
AJ!
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com.